This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sand hills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Saturday night baseball around the corner. Tonight, game 5 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals. Coming your way at 7.05 p.m. live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome on to the Woodpeckers pregame show and inside of the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. I'm Andrew Chapman alongside Ryan Zimmerman. Thrilled to have you on this Saturday night, spending some of your Easter weekend with us. This series all tied up at 2 games apiece. If you weren't with us last night, we played late into the evening. 3 hours and 26 minutes of baseball, Ryan, in a game that lasted 12 innings, the longest for Fayetteville since opening day in 2022. It was a game in which the Woodpeckers led. They allowed Fredericksburg to tie the game in the eighth, as they've so often done this week. And then a punch, counterpunch in the 10th and the 11th. The two sides traded runs. They traded a pair in the 11th. Woodpeckers had to resort to a position player due to lack of bullpen availability in the 12th. That was ultimately the difference in the game. Nationals score 3 times. They win 9-6. And although there was a little bit of an asterisk next to it, the series tied and the Woodpeckers can still try and jump in front in the head-to-head tonight.
Even in the loss, the Woodpeckers still showed a lot. After giving up that late lead in the 8th inning, they didn't hang their heads. They didn't admit defeat. They continue to fight. Even when the Frednats took leads in each of the first 2 extra innings, they did the exact same thing. It's been such an evenly matched series. A lot of drama, a lot of good baseball to go around. And if that's any indicator, we're in for a wild ride to close out the 6-game set.
Tonight, the Woodpeckers will be sending right-hander Anthony Cruz to the mound. It's his first start of the season after a pair of rehab relief outings against Lynchburg on opening weekend and on the road at Delmarva. On the other side of the equation, an interesting story tonight for the visiting starter. It's Major League rehabber Cade Cavalli, who is a number 7 prospect in the national system, a former first-round pick in 2020, and a guy who made it all the way to the big leagues in 2022. He appeared 1 time with the Nationals, suffered elbow injury, Tommy John surgery, a couple of setbacks during his rehab process last year. He's still trying to make it back to the big leagues, and today his first rehab assignment of 2025 and the first game that he's ever played in a Fredericksburg Nationals uniform. More on that in just a moment. At this time, we'll go ahead and step aside for a quick pause, and when we come back, a conversation with Caden Powell, one of the Woodpeckers' best hitters to start 2025, Fayetteville's primary shortstop, hitting over 300 this year and really breaking out in his first full professional season. Ryan sat down with Caden to talk about the hot start to the year and just the things in his routine that help him find success out on the diamond. That's coming up next. Our pregame guest, Caden Powell, right here on the Woodpeckers pregame show. Fayetteville and Fredericksburg scheduled for a 7.05 p.m. first pitch. The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
I'm Ryan Zimmerman alongside Caden Powell in the Woodpecker dugout. Caden, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, no problem, man.
How do you like being back in Fayetteville?
It's great. A lot of fun. Great staff, great team. Love my teammates. It's just all around a lot of fun.
You got your first taste of professional baseball here last year after signing. How does it feel to be back playing your first full season as a professional?
It's a dream come true. You know, it's still kind of new. Just kind of trying to find that rhythm, consistent, like everyday living. You go to bed pretty late, get to the field pretty early. Just kind of trying to find my routine, just a consistent routine every day.
You've been a fixture in this lineup through the first 10, or excuse me, through the first 12 games of this season, and whether it's at the plate, in the middle infield, you've found a way to make an impact. How have you gone about your daily approach to have as much success as you have had early on?
Just in my work, just consistent, good work, really attacking my deficiencies. Last year, I swung at a lot of pitches out of the zone. I didn't get in very many leverage counts, and that's something that I work on every day with our hitting coach, KB. Even just on flips, swinging at good flips and where I want to hit it in my heart of the zone where I'm looking for it. Just things as simple as that have really helped me out here early.
In addition to your hot start at the plate, you've been a wizard at shortstop. In fact, your diving stop on Wednesday night made the top 10 plays on SportsCenter, reaching number 3. Where were you when you found out?
I was laying in bed. My dad had sent it to me. He said that my grandpa was watching SportsCenter and saw it and called him, told him about it, and my dad took a video of it and sent it to me. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool to see that.
Was your phone just blowing up the next day?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys, a lot of my former teammates or teammates that I have now had seen it on SportsCenter and just were sending it to me, calling me. Yeah, it was kind of crazy.
You've had a unique journey to get to this point in Fayetteville, a highly recruited prospect back in your home state of Oklahoma. Ended up going the junior college route where you were the national player of the year, and that ultimately got you drafted in the 6th round. How have all those stops along the way helped shape the player you've become?
It's just like bits and pieces of everywhere I've been, from my high school team, taking stuff from them, learning things there that have crafted me into the player I am today. My year at Oklahoma, learning from guys like Dakota Harris. He's a shortstop with the Cardinals now, a guy that I really like wanted to be like and tried to emulate his game and just like how he goes about his work. And then my year at Seminole, where I really like got to play and had some really, really, really good coaches that I was just blessed to be around and believed in me and invested a lot of time in me. Coach Chambers at Seminole State, he, from day one, just got after it with me, invested so much time in with me, and that just, you know, taking pieces from everywhere that I've been. And I think that's kind of unique about me, is I've been in a few different places and it's shaped me into the player I am today.
What are the biggest lessons you've learned through all those stops along the way that have helped you in Fayetteville early in your pro career?
Just, you know, one thing that really sticks out to me about guys that are successful is they are consistent. They get good sleep. They eat good food. They do their schoolwork. They go to class. Like, it's just consistent every day. And that's something that I'm trying to do, is just consistently show up, consistently prepare. And what happens on the field happens on the field. I mean, you're going to have good days, bad days, but just being consistent and trying to set yourself up for success.
Well, Caden, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck the rest of the series, and congratulations on your hot start in Fayetteville this year.
I appreciate it, man.
That our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run. And Cole drives one right field. That ball is gone.
Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
Packers baseball is live on the air. We are ready to go. Beautiful Saturday night in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Tonight, game 5 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliates of the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals. And with that, we say hello, everybody. Welcome upstairs inside of the Woodpecker broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Ryan Zimmerman. So glad to be with you tonight as this series enters Saturday, all level at 2 games apiece. Right-hander Anthony Crews gets his first start of the season for Fayetteville. He's 1-0 with a 6.14 ERA over a pair of relief appearances last week on the road in Delmarva and during opening weekend against Lynchburg. Tonight he takes over the starter role, and he'll have a good opponent on the other side of things. Big league rehabber Cade Cavalli making his first major league rehab assignment of 2025. Ryan, the big story has been whether the Woodpeckers can hang on to late leads, right? They've lost them in back-to-back days in the 8th inning. We played 12 innings yesterday. Fred Nat's come out on top 9-6. And if the Woodpeckers do have a lead, nothing's final until you get 27 outs.
That's for sure. Think about it this way. If games were only 7 innings in this series, the Woodpeckers would be 4-0.
Yeah.
It's been those final 6 outs that have given them fits. But on the other hand, give the Fred Nats a lot of credit. They were the Carolina League champions last year for a reason. A lot of returners on this team have been through many games like this, and their ability to come up clutch in the late stages has just been on display all series long.
Switch hitter Christian Vaccaro stands in to the left side to greet Anthony Crews, Elijah Nunez, Nate Rombach round out the top three of the Nationals lineup. First pitch of our Saturday night ball game is wrapped foul over towards the first base on deck circle, and it's 0-1 on Vaccaro. We're officially underway tonight at 7:08 p.m. and another gorgeous day in Fayetteville. Cloudy, partly, and 81 degrees. T-shirts all around the ballpark and 42 cap giveaways all over the ballpark as well. First 1,500 in attendance tonight, getting that Jackie Robinson cap as the 0-2 to Vaccaro misses outside. And it's 1-2 on the Nationals' right fielder. Vaccaro stands in batting 196 over 12 games. Next pitch, a tip foul off of Schiavone. And it's a 1-2. The wind is gusting just slightly out towards left center field beyond that rocking porch. We favor anything in the air for right-handed batters. Infield shifted slightly to pull against Vaccaro. Here's the wind and the 1-2 pitch. Again, he strikes out. High curveball for Anthony Crews sets down the Nationals' leadoff man. And he starts his night out quickly with a K. Elijah Nunez stands in. Nate Rombach, as mentioned, will bat third. Jorge Lismota is the cleanup hitter. Randall Diaz hits fifth. He's at short, followed by Jackson Ross, the first baseman. 7, 8, 9 are Nick Peoples, Moises Gallardo, and Yoander Rivero. Crews gets his sign, throws the first pitch to Nunez, and misses down to the dirt for ball one to the true left-hander. Nunez playing out in center field for the entirety of this series. He comes in batting 189 over 11 games. His one extra base hit this season is a triple. 14 walks, 16 strikeouts. He takes a changeup right on the outer third of the zone, called strike one. A 5-pitch mix for Anthony Crews. Fastball, changeup, curve, slider, and a cut fastball. There's the cutter wrapping around the outside corner, taken for strike two to Nunez. Anthony Crews, a Santiago Dominican Republic native. His 1-2 offer is grounded out towards second base, squared up by Powell into the glove, fire over to first. And Nunez is retired on the 4-3. Two quick outs for the Fayetteville starter. First time in the role this season. Nate Rombach getting ready to stand into the right side. As he does so, let's work around the rest of the Fayetteville defense tonight.
Jason Schiavone makes up the other half of the battery with Anthony Cruz behind the plate. On the infield from left to right, Wander Luciano, Raylan Perez, Caden Powell, and Justin Trimble.
First pitch, a front door slider on the high inside corner to Rombach, and it's nothing and one on the catcher. Working with a pace, the 0-2 is pulled on a fly out into left. Villarreal measures, comes forward, makes a shoulder-high grab, and the inning is over. In snappy 1-2-3 fashion for Anthony Cruz. It'll be Hernandez, Powell, and Spence to lead it off for the Woodpecker offense when we come back against big league rehabber Cade Cavalli, his return to the diamond in 2025. Next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's time to welcome back into Sanford Stadium the best bird in the world, Bunker! Come on now, you can get louder than that. Let's hear for the best bird in the world, Bunker! Whether it's the Warner Track or the wild outdoors, Baker Motorsports has the perfect ride. Just ask Bunker. His new buggy is built for adventure, just like the lineup at Baker Motorsports. Visit them today and find your next thrill ride. Make sure to head to our concession stands to try the homestand food items of the week. Make sure you head to Bally's Barbecue Stand to purchase tonight's special sausage and pepper mac and cheese or taco mac and cheese.
Saturday Night Baseball just getting started in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com for online radio feed, Bally Live, and MILB.TV as well. Andrew Chapman alongside Ryan Zimmerman. Right-hander Cade Cavalli toes the mound for the first time in 2025 on Major League Rehab. He'll face Cesar Hernandez, Caden Powell, and Lucas Spence to get the bottom of the first started. Cavalli winds and deals. His first pitch is a little bit high for ball one. Hansel Villarreal, Drew Brutcher, Wander Luciano, the middle three, followed by Justin Trimble, Jason Schiavone, and Raylan Perez. Cavalli, 6'4", right-hander, throws the 1-0, and a ground ball right back to the mound. He spears it off to his left, runs halfway to first, underhand flips, and retires Cesar Hernandez for the first out of the inning. So Cade Cavalli made his Major League debut just one game with the Nationals in 2022. He had his entire 2023 season wiped out due to Tommy John surgery. Tried to make a comeback through the minor leagues last year, which was stalled out a bit by some sickness and also what the Nationals called dead arm. And now trying to get back to the big leagues again. Start of his 2025 rehab process as he spins a breaking ball in there to Caden Powell for strike one. And the first time he has put a Fredericksburg Nationals uniform on while in the minor league system. Here comes the 0-1, and Powell takes another breaking ball that snaps into the zone, strike two. Powell have to get aggressive here. Fayetteville's top hitter to start the season with a 327 average. The OPS at 860. And he's taking on the Oklahoma kid, Powell, a guy who pitched collegiately, and Cavalli was a two-way player, in fact, at OU. There's strike three called on a curve to the outside corner. Three straight breaking balls fed to Powell, and he watched all of them go by. Didn't quite like that third strike call. It'll bring lefty Lucas Spence up to the plate, and as he's announced, let's work around the Fred Nats defense, Ryan.
Nate Rombach is behind the dish catching Cavalli tonight. On the infield from left to right, it's Jorgelis Mota, Randall Diaz, Yoander Rivero, and Jackson Ross. In the outfield from left to right, Nick Peoples, Elijah Nunez, and Christian Vaquero.
First pitch to Spence, curveball that drops in, called strike one. It's a heavy usage of the breaking ball for Cade Cavalli against these top three Woodpecker hitters. Base is empty, two gone. 0-2 pitch is another looper, and it's knee-high for called strike two. Woodpeckers must not be reading it out of the hand all that well. They've looked at five straight Cade Cavalli curves for strikes. See if he triples up on it once again as he gets the sign from Rombach. Target set high. And a bouncing ball yanked out to second base. Two skips and into the glove of Rivero. He tosses over to first. And we have a very quick 1-2-3 inning on both sides of the card. We're on to the second. No score between the Woodpeckers and the Frednats when we return.
Special Jackie Robinson Day video.
And honors Jackie Robinson, a true pioneer.
He is a credit to baseball and to America.
In 1947, he shattered the color barrier, becoming the first African-American to play in Major League Baseball. His on-field talent made him a first ballot Hall of Famer, but his courage and perseverance made him a legend. Alongside his wife, Rachel, they relentlessly fought for equality and representation. In his honor, Rachel established the Jackie Robinson Foundation, focused on empowering communities through education. By providing scholarships, mentorship, and leadership programs, the foundation continues to open doors of opportunity, changing lives and shaping futures.
These young people that we're supporting will carry on the legacy with hope and with spirit.
We are Jackie Robinson.
Today, we remember Jackie's on-field greatness and honor his enduring legacy.
I'm sure that in the immediate future, things are going to improve a great deal.
His vision lives on in the hearts of millions and continues to spark change worldwide.
Major League Baseball honoring Jackie Robinson across the sport on Tuesday. Tonight, 42 Tribute Night in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. First 1,500 in attendance getting one of those 42 ball caps as a line drive by Jorgelis Mota starts out this inning, and it gets by Villarreal. He took a tough angle on it, and it tucks into the carve out. Mota hustling around second, out to third. Cutoff throw runs wide of the bag and is backed up by Cruz. It's a triple for Jorgelis Mota on the very first pitch of this second inning. Boy, this guy is having himself a week. It might be a head-to-head race between Mota and Caden Powell for Carolina League Player of the Week. With that triple, Mota now 7-for-17 with three doubles, a triple, a home run, and six RBIs over five games.
He has just been a thorn in the side of Fayetteville pitching all week. I'll tell you what, they won't miss him when this series is over.
No score, but Nationals threatening in the top of the second. First at bat for Randall Diaz, the five-hitter. Pitch from Cruz. Misses up and outside, and it's 1-0. Plate umpire tonight is Caleb Cater, his third night calling balls and strikes. Brandon Smith works the bases. The two-man umpiring crew in black ball caps, black polos, dark gray pants. Here's the pitch. And it misses low to Diaz. Two balls and no strikes. Diaz batting .310. He's out to a hot start in the regular season. 13 games, he's collected three doubles, seven RBIs, six walks, and nine strikeouts. Also a .412 on base percentage. The 2-0. And Diaz watches a curve missed down and away. Can't wait for his perfect pitch. Three balls, no strikes. Jackson Ross, the right-handed hitting first baseman, stands in the on-deck circle. Infield shallow towards the grass, at the cut of the grass. And here's the 3-0 pitch. Popped up, out into short center field. Long run back for Powell. Coming forward is Spence. Powell will make the call and the catch. He stumbles over, comes up firing to the plate. Schiavone receives the throw out in front of the dish and holds the runner. Well, not an easy play for Caden Powell to make. He started at the infield grass and slowly worked his way back out into shallow center, incrementally tracking the baseball as he drifted into the shallow outfield.
He looked like an outfielder making that play. Very vocal about calling off the center fielder, Spence, and he had to use every inch of his frame to haul that one in. An excellent play.
Here's Jackson Ross, right-handed hitter with one away. He takes a high slider for ball one. Anthony Cruz, first game as a starter this season, retiring for the first five he's faced. Mota at third after his leadoff triple. Out of the stretch, Cruz delivers. And a tip foul goes straight back to the screen. One ball and one strike on Jackson Ross, who entered the game late yesterday as a pinch hitter. On the season, batting .333 across his first nine games with three doubles, two home runs, six RBI along with five walks and 11 strikeouts, getting on base at a very solid .438 mark. One of the Nationals' best at the plate this season, the 1-1. And he watches a slider cut to the middle. Good pitch.
He's had a flair for the dramatic for them as well. His first home run of the season at home was a walk-off over the Salem Red Sox in their home opener.
Ross, the Winter Haven, Florida native, ready for the 1-2. Here it comes, and he strikes out swinging. A slider working away from the right-hander. And Anthony Cruz bouncing back after the leadoff triple, a pop-out followed by a strikeout. Helps neutralize any sort of sacrifice fly situation, and the infield will back up as a result against Nick Peoples. Big 6'4" left-hander standing in, batting seventh tonight for the Nats. Peoples homered on Tuesday night in the opener. First pitch to him. Draws a check swing and in the zone anyway, says Caleb Cater. Cruz not relying much on the fastball in this inning. A lot of sliders and changeups being fed to these National bats. Mota trying to find a way to come home at third. Cruz out of the stretch, throws the 0-1, and Peoples watches another breaking ball fall into the zone.
Tell you what, the power numbers have been there for Peoples this year, but so have the strikeout numbers. Already four games in his first seven this year with multiple Ks, and Anthony Cruz could put him on the path to making it five.
Two strikes with two outs. The pitch strikes him out. He goes after an outside changeup. And Anthony Cruz disregards that runner at third. A pop-out followed by back-to-back strikeouts, and he's through two scoreless tonight at Segra. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Woodpeckers will take on Cade Cavalli for a little more when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Woodpeckers fans, it's trivia time. Let's go down to T-Bright with our contestant. Take it away, T.
All right, we are here with Mr. Chris right here. He said, listen, I'm kind of old school with him. I'm like, it's all good. We are honoring Jackie Robinson today, all right? So this is all about Jackie Robinson. Are you ready? We've got some trivia here, and of course, he can use your help, all right? Here we go. All right, what number did he wear? Now, if you don't get this right, I'm going to sit you down.
42.
All right, 42. Here we go. All right, Chris, you're on a roll. Let's see. All right, what team did Jackie Robinson play for? Was it Brooklyn Dodgers, Houston Astros, or the New York Yankees? Brooklyn Dodgers. Yeah, Chris is on it. All right, last one, Chris. Here we go. Jackie Robinson stole home during the World Series in what year? Was it 69, 85, or 55? Who got it? What you got? Okay, that was a tough one. He went with C. Hey, can we give it up for Chris, everybody? I think that was it. All right, Chris, way to go. Your Jackie Robinson trivia. Hey, man, don't forget.
No score after 1.5 tonight in Fayetteville. Gorgeous Saturday evening, and the fans enjoying the sights and sounds of Woodpeckers baseball. Glad to have you with us online or on MILB.TV. Cade Cavalli returns for his second inning on rehab assignment, taking on Hansel Villarreal. And on his first pitch, Villarreal fouls a fastball straight back, and it's nothing and one. Cade Cavalli made very quick work of the Woodpeckers in the bottom of the first inning. Retired the side in order on just eight pitches and used plenty of the off-speed to pick up the strikeouts. Here's the 0-1, and it misses low. Fastball, changeup, slider, curve, the four-pitch repertoire for Cade Cavalli, the 26-year-old right-hander who will turn 27 on August 14th. Here's the wind and the 1-1. Villarreal with a smash on a line out to second. Speared on a short hop by Rivero, and he tosses out Villarreal for out number one. That ball was seared and right to where Rivero, the second baseman, was positioned. He kind of olayed at it and was able to pick the line drive in the webbing to retire Villarreal.
That's pretty much all you can do when it comes at you at 105 miles per hour off the bat. But Rivero played Villarreal perfectly, and the glove work saves the first hit of the game for the Woodpeckers.
Here's last night's late-game savior, Drew Brutcher, designated hitter and lefty. Takes the first pitch, a Cavalli changeup low, and it's a ball and no strikes. Down to their final out yesterday in the bottom of the 11th, trailing 6-4. Drew Brutcher hit his first professional home run over the right field wall to tie the game at 6. 1-0. Swings and bounces it past the mound. Played behind second by Diaz, the shortstop. Step and a throw over to first for the routine putout. And Cade Cavalli using the defense behind him tonight. Four ground outs, five up, five down. Here comes Wander Luciano.
Well, he needed the defense's help just there. Not only did he leave that pitch middle, but Brutcher caught it at 102 off the bat. The Woodpeckers are making hard contact. They're just hitting it right at Fred Nat's infielders.
Here's a guy who's made hard contact during the series. Luciano looks at a first pitch curve, missed low, and it's a ball and no strikes. Luciano 3-for-16 in the series with a double, three RBI, and a pair of strikeouts. Cavalli looks in, tucks the baseball in that red glove, brings home another curve, and missed below the knee. Two balls and no strikes on Luciano. Cavalli, the 22nd overall pick in the 2020 draft. That was the five-round shortened draft due to COVID. Low and outside pitch, a slider off target. 3-0 on Luciano. Justin Trimble, a lefty, would be next if Fayetteville can pick up their first base runner of the night against Cavalli. Two-way player at Oklahoma, but the Nationals liked his pitching prospects more. And he made it all the way to the big leagues in 2022. 3-0, and Luciano had a green light, swings at a fastball, loops it foul, back of home and out of play. And Cavalli was one of the hottest stories around baseball when he first got into the minor leagues. Led the minors with 175 strikeouts, reached AAA with Rochester in his first full season, and made the major league debut on August 22nd, 2022. The 3-1 misses up and away. And Luciano does draw that two-out walk. He gets aboard for Justin Trimble. Woodpeckers are in the home whites tonight, jerseys. Black helmets, the white jersey. Woodpeckers in white across the front. Black numeral outlined in red. And nameplates on the back, the black belts, white pants. Nationals in the navy blues with the George Washington logo on the left chest. Navy belt with the gray pants and the navy backing to the cap, red bill, white front. Here's the pitch to Trimble. And Cavalli slipped a breaking ball up and outside. 1-0 on the Fayetteville first baseman.
I think those might be the two best logos in the entire Carolina League right there.
I'm with you. George Washington holding the axe. Great look for the Nationals. Spinning a throw over to first and diving back in, Luciano, he's safe.
Something very presidential about that.
Well, not too far from D.C. I believe they're the closest affiliate to the Nationals out of the entire group. Cavalli rehabbing with the Fred Nats for the first time, though, in his career. First time putting on the threads. There's a curveball that is on the outside corner called strike one. Good shape to the off-speed stuff today for Cavalli. The slider and the curve, utilizing plenty of it. And Cavalli pitched for the high A ball club Wilmington, and he spins around to check up on Luciano again. He dives back in safely, and both the disengagements have been used. He struck out 71 over 40 and two-thirds innings. I mean, those are like high school strikeout numbers in high A baseball. 20 pitches in, Cavalli throws the 1-1, misses low.
He beat that in double A in his next stop that year,
yeah.
Though. 80 strikeouts in 58 innings. His strikeout rate was higher in high A, but still, the fact that he got more strikeouts in double A than high A really says something.
Ahead 2-1, Trimble readies and takes the 2-1 low. Three balls and a strike, and Cavalli missing the zone a little bit after retiring five straight. See if Fayetteville can try and put two on for Jason Schiavone, right-handed hitting catcher in the on-deck circle. We were not given an exact pitch count or length tonight for Cavalli, but nobody working in that bullpen right now. Out of the stretch, long pause, and another throw over. The pickoff gets wide, ricochets off of the sidewall, and caroms out into right field. Luciano sprints down to second and makes it into scoring position on the Cavalli throwing error. And that was his third pickoff attempt, so if he didn't get Luciano, it was going to be a balk anyways. Instead, it'll go down as an E1 and open up first. Luciano seemed like he was even a little shocked that Cavalli was going to try it.
And he was testing his luck over there at first base. That was an aggressive lead to draw a throw, kind of like he was baiting Cavalli.
With two outs, runner at second, 3-1 on Trimble, who's 0-3 in the series. Next pitch, a slider that touches the high outside corner. Trimble started to turn away and thought he might have had ball four. Digital Strike Zone had that one right on the border. So one error tonight from the Fred Nats. They played clean baseball yesterday. Fayetteville's defense, meanwhile, committed a season-high 5 errors, a few of them in extra innings. 3-2 with two outs. Cavalli checks second, spins around, and Luciano slides back in safely.
I don't think I've ever seen that before. He slid feet first back on a pickoff attempt.
That can be dangerous. Luciano was really dancing around, and Cavalli wanted to try it.
Whatever works, he did get in.
So 3-2 on Trimble as he tries to extend the inning. The pitch dips low, a changeup, and a great take by Trimble. That was a well-executed change from Cavalli. Started about thigh-high, dipped below the zone, but couldn't draw the hack. And back-to-back two-out walks. Have two aboard for Jason Schiavone in the eighth spot. In stands Schiavone, the Baltimore native, former James Madison college ball player, batting .208 over his first eight games with a .424 on base percentage. First pitch slider bends towards the middle, strike one. Schiavone's drawn 9 walks in 33 plate appearances. That's why you have the really good .424 on base and the .841 OPS. Force at all bases as the pitch is swung on and missed. Cavalli challenging Schiavone with a fastball right down the middle.
That's a real big league fastball right there, 96 miles an hour, even right down the heart of the plate. Schiavone couldn't touch it.
Yeah, good to see his velo where it's at. First rehab outing of the year as he pumps it right past Schiavone again. That's strike three. So Cade Cavalli gives up a couple two-out walks but strands both runners. Woodpeckers still don't have a hit against the rehabber through a couple of frames. We go to the third. No score between the Woodpeckers and Fred Nats when we come back.
Fans, turn your attention to the field for Knockerballs. Let's go down to T. Bright with our contestants. Take it away, T.
All right, we've got CJ and Shaw here, and no worries because they both are doctors at Southeast Hospital in Lumberton, so they're good, all right? On my count, you guys are going to knock them out. Are y'all ready? 1, 2, 3, let's go. You got it. Ow! Ooh, yeah, all right. It's cool, like I said, if they have a... Whoa, we're going back. We're going back. All right, we're going to try it again. Crowd, let me hear you make some noise. Ready? 1, 2, 3, knock them out. Oh, yes. Okay, Sean. All right, we got time for one more. Hey, crowd, let me hear you get loud. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, knock them out. Yo, it's all good. They're doctors, and so, you know, they can treat themselves. Let's give it up for CJ and Shaw, everybody. Great job. Okay.
Start of the third inning, no score after two. Anthony Cruz, Cade Cavalli hanging zeros to get the Saturday night ball game started. It'll be Moises Gallardo to lead off the top of the third, and to take you through the action, here's Ryan Zimmerman.
Thanks, Andrew. Cruz's first pitch on its way. Foul tipped into Schiavone's glove, strike one. Anthony Cruz has pitched well through his first two innings, doing something he hasn't done yet this year, and that's rack up the strikeouts. The wind and the toss. Gallardo inside outs it. A pop-up up the first baseline. Easy play for Trimble, and he makes the catch. It takes just two pitches to retire the first Fred Nats batter of the third inning. Cruz himself is now retired four straight.
You mentioned the strikeouts, the swing and miss. Curveball is a big reason why. He's been throwing it a little more than his fastball, in fact.
In steps Yoander Rivero, the pitch to him. Curveball below the zone, 1-0. Still yet to see a run between the Fred Nats and the Woodpeckers. Nobody on one out in the top of the third for the nine-hole hitter, the 1-0. Rivero watches a fastball graze the inside edge, 1-1. Cruz was used as the second half of a tandem in each of his first two appearances this year, the 1-1. Gallardo turns away from an inside offering and dodges any potential shrapnel. 2-1 to the second baseman. Cruz looks in for Schiavone's shine, the 2-1 to Rivero. Check swing on a pitch that missed inside, 3-1. In both of those appearances, one strikeout and two strikeouts, Cruz has three tonight. The 3-1. Inside, ball four. He's had his issues with control this season. Rivero takes first base on the free pass, the first Cruz has issued tonight. And that turns over the lineup card for Christian Vaquero, one on, one out.
His fans are waiting for a little bit of contact today. Nats do have the triple, still stands as the only hit of the night.
Rivero's got a mid-sized lead at first. Trimble holds him there, the pitch to Vaquero. Fastball a little too low, 1-0. In each of his first two outings, Cruz walked two and four innings against Lynchburg back on the 6th, and then three against Delmarva on the 12th. The 1-0. This time, Cruz gets it over. One ball and one strike to the Fred Nats leadoff man. That'll be something to focus on for Cruz throughout the year, consistently throwing strikes, not falling behind in counts. The 1-1 draws a check swing, but Vaquero holds up in time on the high heater. 0-0 between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Yoander Rivero stands at first. One out for the top of the visiting order. Throw over to first base. Ball pops in and out of Trimble's glove on the tag. Rivero is safe. This is a Fred Nats team that likes to run. Rivero himself doesn't have a steal in this series, but he's got good speed at first. He's shown that in the infield thus far. The 2-1 to Vaquero. He clubs this one to straightaway left field. Villarreal camps underneath and puts it away. Rivero retreats to first, and Cruz takes care of Vaquero for the second time tonight. The right-hander receives a new baseball from his battery mate, Jason Schiavone, before Elijah Nunez digs in. 0-for-1 to this point, a ground out to second to open his night. Rivero remains at first, his chain dangling over the Choppin' George logo on his jersey. The pitch, curveball just a bit off the outside part of the plate, 1-0. No runs to tell you about to this point. Fredericksburg does have two base runners to this point. The Mota triple last inning and the Rivero walk. The 1-0. Nunez watches a fastball run high. Two balls and no strikes to the center fielder. Nunez himself had a decorated career in college, plying his trade at TCU. Cruz looks in. Now a throw over to first and Rivero dives in safely.
Last TCU Horned Frog we had play for the Woodpeckers was Tommy Sacco, who I believe is on the Sugar Land roster right now. no crossover between him and Nunez.
Nunez fouls the 2-0 back to the screen, 2-1. And unfortunately, that's the case for Sacco, because in Nunez's time there, he went to the College World Series. That in his final season in Fort Worth in 2023. The pitch. Nunez checks his swing, but Cruz gets his off-speed pitch over, 2-2. In fact, along the way to Omaha, Nunez took on a current teammate in the Super Regionals, that the shortstop Randall Diaz. He was at Indiana State at the time. Another pickoff throw hits off of Rivero and bounces back towards the mound. Trimble couldn't find it initially, but it didn't escape too far for Rivero to think about second base. That was a really weird Super Regional series. Indiana State earned the right to host.
Their facility wasn't big enough, right?
It wasn't that their facility was big enough. It was already booked for a special Olympics event, so they moved it to TCU.
Yeah.
Cruz sets letter high, his break-even offering. Fouled off the edge of the bat towards the on-deck batter, Nate Rombach. It was an unfortunate circumstance for Indiana State and perhaps poor planning on their part, but TCU fans did make it up to them. They made sizable donations to Special Olympics Indiana as a makeup. Another 2-2. A tapper up the third baseline. Luciano barehands it, doesn't throw to first. Nunez has an infield single. A heads-up play from Luciano to eat that baseball and not risk an errant throw. However, Rivero moves up to second, and the Fred Nats have runners on first and second for the three-hole hitter, Nate Rombach.
Yeah, you said it, Ryan, early in game, not one that you have to rush or try and force. Two outs in the inning. What Cruz has been pitching today, getting some swing and miss and some soft contact, just let him try and get that third out in a more conventional way.
Before Rombach steps in, Schiavone goes out and has a word with Cruz, perhaps just to make sure he's got the scouting report right to put his third straight zero on the board. It's Rivero at second, Nunez at first for the Fred Nats backstop. The pitch on its way. In there with the slider, strike one, and Rombach is not too pleased with the call. He pirouetted in frustration, snarled to himself before U-turning back into the right-handed batter's box. Fred Nats are threatening to put up the game's first run. Cruz is 0-1. Fastball, that's inside. One ball, one strike. Yoander Rivero stands at second. Elijah Nunez at first for Rombach, making his first appearance in this series since Wednesday. A look back to the lead runner, the 1-1. Broken back grounder to the third. Luciano picks it up and takes it to the bag, and the force out ends the inning. Anthony Cruz works in and out of trouble to keep zeros on the scoreboard. Still no runs between the Fredericksburg Nationals and Fayetteville Woodpeckers as we head to the bottom of the third on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
We'd also like to shout out to everyone celebrating their birthday with us tonight. If it's your birthday, make some noise.
What's the use of trying? All you get is pain. When I wanted sunshine, I got rain. And then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. And not a trace.
Nothing hits the spot like Woodpeckers baseball and hot, cheesy goodness. If the Woodpeckers score in the third inning, every fan in the ballpark gets a free medium order of Culver's cheese curds with any purchase, but only on Monday. Just show your game ticket the next day on Monday at Culver's in Hope Mills on South Peak Drive to claim yours. Let's bring in the runs and bring on the curds.
Anthony Cruz surrendered two base runners in the top of the third, but the Fred Nats could not take advantage. Still no scores. We head to the bottom of the third. Fayetteville sends Raylan Perez, Cesar Hernandez, and Caden Powell to the plate to take on Major League rehabber Cade Cavalli. Ryan Zimmerman with you alongside Andrew Chapman on this beautiful Saturday night in Fayetteville. We've had excellent weather throughout this series, and tonight is no different. In steps the switch-hitting shortstop Raylan Perez to get this bottom of the third started. This is his first appearance at shortstop this season. He's been used all over the infield in his first season in Fayetteville. Cavalli takes a deep breath, the kick and the pitch. Perez shows bunt and pulls back in time on the high fastball. We have a little clarification on how Cavalli's outing will go. We'll give that to you in just a moment. Cavalli back to work, the 1-0. Perez chops it up the first baseline. Ross fields it behind the bag and takes two steps over to retire Perez. Didn't even drop the bat running up the line.
Nothing that well struck so far against Cavalli. He blew away the Woodpeckers with a fastball in the second inning after losing a little bit of command, but everything's been on the ground so far today. Not a single fly ball to this point, first time through the order.
In steps the leadoff man, Cesar Hernandez. Nothing still with one out, nobody on in the bottom of the third. His first pitch, that clips the inside corner, strike one. But Cavalli's limit tonight, either four innings or 60 pitches, whichever comes first. Cavalli shakes Rom back off, now has a sign he likes, the 0-1. It's popped up foul over the Fred Nats dugout on the third base side. Of course, this is first rehab outing of the year. You don't want to stretch him out too much. Just make sure you're in there, you throw the pitches you want to throw, and get out before risking further injury. Hernandez back in his stance in the left-handed batter's box. A nod and the 0-2. Hernandez fouls it away, same spot, we'll try it again. Andrew, you mentioned Cavalli has gotten groundouts or strikeouts only. Mm-hmm. But some of them are a little harder hit than others. Another 0-2. Hernandez goes after the low curveball, strike three. Rombach's throw to first completes the out. Two up, two down for Cavalli.
Yeah, the 4-3, Ryan, from Hansel Villarreal. In the second inning, that was a low-line drive at nearly 105 miles an hour. Skipped into Rivero's glove. He made a good play on it. So there's been some hard contact, but, boy, Cavalli's got 97 with the heat and just snapped off 85 in the dirt, and that's big league stuff right there.
Drew Brutcher, the very next hitter, squared him up at 102, just right to the shortstop, Randall Diaz. Caden Powell digs in. Cavalli's first pitch to him, a foul ball off the catcher, Rombach. The Peckers have squared him up, but one they've missed badly. As you would expect, Cavalli's got major league stuff. He was a first-round pick, and he made it all the way to the show for a reason. Here's the 0-1. Powell backs out of the way of an inside breaking ball. One ball, one strike. To this point, three strikeouts, two swinging, one looking. That was Powell's first at-bat. The 1-1 to him. Hard hit to third. Mota makes the play with his glove touching the dirt. His throw to first is academic. He caught it on the fly, but he takes no chances. The side is retired. Once again, the Woodpeckers make hard contact, but nothing comes of it. Cade Cavalli's through three scoreless. We're still yet to see a run at Segra Stadium. 0-0 as we head to the top of the fourth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Perfection Landscaping offers expert lawn care and custom pool installations to make your outdoor space gang ready all year long. Call today to upgrade your home turf.
Sega provides Sega Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. That's hashtag GOSEGRA.
When I'm away. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Let's ask, can we stay? Can you take me higher to a place where
through three at Segra Stadium, pitching has been the big story. Neither team has surrendered a run. Nothing as we head to the top of the fourth. Middle of the order due up for the Frednats. Jorge Luis Mota, Randall Diaz, and Jackson Ross. Anthony Cruz back to work his first toss. It backs Mota up a bit. A front door slider couldn't catch the zone, 1-0. He is the lone Frednat with an extra base hit. He takes a look at a 1-0 curveball that skips off home plate, 2-0. He led off the top of the second with a triple to the well in left center field, but did not come around to score the 2-0. He fouls it off the fists above the AVEX Veterans Club up the first base line. It was really a triple that could have been a single. Hansel Villarreal didn't take the most efficient route to the ball. The 2-1, ground ball to the left side, that's through for a base hit. Mota takes a big turnaround first as Villarreal fumbles the ball, but he gets it in time to second base to force Mota to reverse course. I'll tell you what, he is strengthening his Carolina League Player of the Week case. 112 miles an hour off the bat for his second hit of the night.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest struck balls of this entire series for any lineup, Ryan. It had sauce on it, still getting a Villarreal out in left field. You get any sort of launch angle on that, and it's in the kid zone.
Randall Diaz digs in with a man on, nobody out. First pitch on its way, and it's outside, 1-0. The Frednats have three hits tonight. Two of them belong to the man on first, Jorge Luis Mota, but still yet to scratch across a run against Anthony Cruz. Mota on the move, the 1-0 is high. Throw down to second, skips in, and it trickles into center field. Mota on the move for third. Spence elects to just hit the cutoff, and a stolen base plus an error results in 180 feet. It's deja vu for the Frednats. Mota stands at third base with nobody out. Can they capitalize this time, though?
Really good spin move off the slide. Quickly identified that the ball got into center field and didn't waste any time getting to third.
2-0 the count against Diaz in the meantime. Fayetteville brings their infield in. Cruz fires and spots his fastball at the knees, 2-1. The last time Mota stood at third, pop out, strikeout, strikeout. Cruz could use that again right here. The 2-1 on the way. Diaz fouls it off the end of the bat to the top of the protective netting. From 2-0 down, Cruz works his way back in the count to a piece, a chance to put away Diaz for the second time. The shortstop back in an open stance. Schiavone sets low. Cruz's break even. Foul tipped. We'll do it again. It looked like Cruz got Diaz a little out in front on a breaking ball. We'll see if he goes right back to that pitch. From the first base side of the rubber, another 2-2. Diaz golfs it down the line and right. Hernandez on the run towards the foul line. Can't make the play, but it is foul. Hernandez crashed into the sidewall after overrunning the baseball, but the Woodpeckers catch a massive break with it being ruled foul, and first base coach Luis Ordaz has some choice words for home plate umpire Caleb Cater, who made that call.
It was an odd play where it almost looked like it hit the heel of Hernandez's glove for a moment. He was right under it. Like you said, Ryan, maybe a step overran it. And then his white jersey kind of obstructed where exactly the baseball was landing along the line. But Fayetteville catches a break, and that saves a run.
Instead of a potential sacrifice fly, it's a 2-2 count still. Cruz back to work. He rocks and deals. Fouled off Diaz's front foot. Schiavone out of his crouch thinking it was still live, but he goes down and retrieves it up the third baseline. We'll try it again. Diaz has fouled off four consecutive pitches. He's making Cruz sweat for this first out. The eighth pitch of the AB upcoming. Cruz deals. Once again, Diaz spoils it. This one right over the protective netting. If for nothing else, Diaz is really working Cruz's pitch count. Another 2-2. Foul tipped out in front of the plate. Schiavone picks it up, fires to first in time. Mota had to hold at third. Schiavone was so quick to the baseball that Mota was frozen in his tracks, and the Woodpeckers will gladly take that first out.
You really have to be sure over at third base, especially with no outs in the inning. Don't want to do anything a little extra. Just try and get that next man in line to bring you in.
The Woodpeckers keep their infield in as Jackson Rostig's back in. Mota stands at third, one away in the fourth inning of a scoreless game. Cruz offers. A slider breaks outside to Ross, 1-0. Mota made it up to third on a single stolen base and throwing error by the catcher Schiavone. The 1-0. Ross fouls it to the backstop, 1-1. Cruz's mental toughness with runners on has been on full display tonight. Came into play with a .333 batting average against with runners on. .300 with runners in scoring position, but it hasn't fazed him. The 1-1. A high pop-up behind second base. Powell can't find it in the lights. Neither can Perez. It drops down, and that brings home a run. Mota scores on the bloop single. Jackson Ross gives the Fred Nats the first lead of the contest. It's 1-0.
Yep, that time of night, Ryan. Twilight. Not quite nighttime skies above our head. A deep blue sky. The stadium lights are brightening up the diamond, but the baseball gets to skies. You know, at a big league park where the lights are a little higher, easier to find those, but it happens a lot in minor league parks. Tough break.
Cruz is going to have to shake that one off against Nick Peoples. Ross at first, one out, one in the top of the fourth. The pitch on its way. Peoples chases the low change, nothing in one. That Ross single brings home the first run of the game. The Fred Nats take the lead for the second time in this series as the first run. The 0-1, ground ball to the right side. Powell can't get there. It's a base hit. Ross rounds second. He wants third. Hernandez's throw is not in time. Ross beats Hernandez's toss. Peoples up to second on the throw, and the Nationals have runners on second and third for Moises Gallardo, a chance for a crooked number in the middle innings.
Yeah, in right field, you have to make a decision on whether you really think you can nab that runner. Ross took a good turn to second base, full conviction going to third. And I think it's one of those spots where you probably just accept that that runner is going to make it. Go to second, try and hold the trailing runner to first. James Wiseman going to head out there and calm down Cruz, who, you know, is in that starter role for the first time. So you're working through that lineup second time around. Bullpen might activate here. See if you can get something on the ground for Gallardo or Rivero.
In the meantime, no activity just yet. The meeting on the mound concludes. Wiseman makes his way back to the dugout as Gallardo is awarded the right-handed batter's box. 1-0 Fred Nats. Jorgelis Mota came home on the Jackson Ross bloop single. He now stands at third. Nick Peoples at second for the former minor league Rule 5 draft pick. Infield back in, Cruz in his windup. Gallardo reaches out and misses a slider, nothing in one. One statistical note about that single, that changes the run from unearned to earned, so that officially goes against Cruz's line, even with the Schiavone throwing error. He's got to step up when his defense has let him down in the inning. Schiavone gives the shine the 0-1. Gallardo whiffs at a high breaking ball. Nothing in two. Cruz a pitch away from a big out number two. That would allow the Fayetteville infield to play at normal depth against Yoander Rivero, who waits on deck. Cruz steps off. The pitch clock was running down, and he just saved a pitch clock violation. Still has one disengagement remaining in this battle with Gallardo. Schiavone gives the low outside set. Cruz fires the 0-2. That draws Schiavone behind the left-handed batter's box. Cruz couldn't locate the slider, and Gallardo held off 1-2. Gallardo takes a deep breath as he gets back into his stance just in the nick of time with 8 seconds showing on the pitch clock. A shrug of the shoulders, now the 1-2. Fastball up high, that doesn't tempt Gallardo, 2-2. First base is open. Cruz doesn't have to give in here, but if you want to throw one in the dirt, you risk a wild pitch and the second run of the inning coming home. The break-even toss. In the dirt, Schiavone slides on his pads to block it. Both runners stay where they are, but Gallardo has himself a full count. He's a pitch away from loading the bags.
Schiavone's taking a beating this week. He had a short hopper get under his half mask the other night, hit him around the jaw. Took that one square in the forearm. Life of a catcher.
I'll tell you what, he takes it like a champ, though. The same game he did that, he had two extra base hits. Cruz's full count offering. Swing and a miss, strike three. He got Gallardo to bite at the outside breaking ball. That's a big out number two.
Cruz's strikeouts tonight are timely, Ryan. He gives up that leadoff triple in the second. Back-to-back punch outs to end the inning. Now with two on, scoring position. Picks up a big second out by way of the K.
That brings in Yoander Rivero. Cruz delivers to him. He flies it down the right field line, curling into foul territory. Trimble on the move. He slides but can't make the catch. A valiant effort from the Woodpeckers first baseman, but that was always a tough play. 1-0, Fredericksburg on top. Two outs, one run already home in the fourth inning. Nick People stands on second, Jackson Ross at third. Well, Chappie, to your point, Cruz has four strikeouts tonight. Three have come with runners in scoring position.
Yep.
He's picked his spots well. His 0-1 home. Rivero looks at a curveball at the top of the zone. Cruz pulls ahead, nothing in two. A chance to limit the damage to just one run. All he has to do is make one more pitch. The fans sense the impact of the moment. Cruz is ready. Here he comes. Called strike three. Cruz freezes Rivero with the spinner. And despite the Fred Natch scoring one, Cruz strands two. 1-0 Fred Natch as we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, you know what time it is. It's time for T-shirts. Get on your feet and get loud for the Brian Honda T-shirt call.
Let's go. When I told her, I said, yeah, yeah. So they got down, said, come again.
The Fred Natch pick up a run in the top of the fourth, but they leave two more on the base paths. Anthony Cruz leaves two runners in scoring position to limit the damage. 1-0 Nationals as Cade Cavalli, the Major League rehabber, makes his way back to the hill. He'll take on the heart of the Fayetteville order, Lucas Spence, Hansel Villarreal, and Drew Brutcher. Ryan Zimmerman with you alongside Andrew Chapman as evening has turned tonight at Segra Stadium. The lights have taken full effect, but there is a loose t-shirt on the warning track in center field delaying the start of this half inning. Elijah Nunez had to promptly flip it back into the stands, and here we go. Spence in his stance in the left-handed batter's box. Cavalli comes set his first toss. A little too far outside, 1-0. This is a meeting of the opposite ends of the spectrum right here. Cavalli, a former first-round pick back in 2020, signed at slot value as the 22nd overall pick for just a tick over $3 million. A 1-0. Spence takes another breaking ball, and he looks at ball two. On the other side of that, Lucas Spence was an undrafted free agent. He's taking on his first professional season, defying the odds. 2-0. Cavalli gets his breaking ball over, 2-1.
Yeah, pro baseball, the great equalizer, whether you picked out of high school, college, international, everybody at the same level playing the same game.
Cavalli shakes Rombach off. Now he has the right pitch, the 2-1. Fastball up and in, 3-1 to Spence. It's one of the coolest things about this game. No matter where you come from, no matter how highly you were picked, you've got a chance. Here's the 3-1. Ground ball to the right side. Rivero can't get a glove to it. It trickles into right field. Base hit. The undrafted free agent Spence gives Fayetteville their first hit of the night against the Major League rehabbing Cavalli. A leadoff single to get the bottom of the fourth started.
Jumps the on-base streak for Lucas Spence. Team-high 10-game on-base streak now. So first Woodpecker to get to double figures in that department.
He has been an on-base machine in the early stages of the season. Throw over to first before Hansel Villarreal takes a pitch, and Spence dives in safely. That streak almost came into jeopardy, or that streak was almost in jeopardy last night. More on that in just a moment. Cavalli shrugs his shoulders. His first toss to Villarreal. The curveball hits right on the low inside corner, 0-1. It's 1-0 Nationals, but the Woodpeckers have their first base hit, a leadoff Lucas Spence single. And he takes a big leadoff first with Jackson Ross holding him there. Another pickoff throw. Spence belly flops in safely. Cavalli is now out of disengagements. But in the bottom of the 11th, Spence went into the on-deck circle in place of Raylan Perez, but he never actually entered the game. The 0-1. Villarreal nubs it out towards the mound. Cavalli picks it up. His only play is to first, and Villarreal is out. However, it's a productive out. Spence dashes up to second. The Woodpeckers have a runner in scoring position. Still just one out for Drew Brutcher. For those of you scoring at home, log that as the second 1-3 ground out of the night. Last night's hero, Drew Brutcher, can tie up the score right away. The first pitch to him in the dirt ball one. Fredericksburg took a 1-0 lead thanks to a Jackson Ross bloop single into center field in the top half of this inning. Fayetteville is threatening for an immediate response with Lucas Spence on second. Still just one away. Cavalli eyes him the 1-0. Ground ball to the right side. Ross runs over to take it. Rivero calls him off. Flip to the pitcher covering. And Cavalli does the splits to get Brutcher out. That was not an easy play for Cavalli to make. He didn't know who was going to make that throw, but he made it look effortless at first base.
Well, everybody's obviously monitoring the arm health of Cade Cavalli. I can tell you that his legs and the hamstrings and the calves and everything is just fine. That was that was a gymnast style of play from Cade Cavalli. And, you know, he knew right away coming off of the mound, moment that ball was hit, that he'd have to go on cover. First baseman was pulled off of the line, and he took a great route to the bag. And style points with the finish.
Well, Woodpeckers manager Carlos Lugo didn't like the call. He just had a quick word with field umpire Brandon Smith. Perhaps he thought Cavalli didn't touch the bat. Either way, it goes down as a 4-1 ground out. Wander Luciano can bring home Spence from third. He swings at the first pitch and lofts it into shallow center. Rivero and Diaz back. Nunez in, and he calls off the two infielders to put it away. The Woodpeckers manufacture a base runner to third, but they can't get anything across against Cade Cavalli. In all likelihood, his night is done, and it comes after four scoreless innings. The Nationals hold a 1-0 lead. The midway point is fast approaching at Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Plumbing and electrical needs.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you turn your attention to the video board for a special thank you message to our game sponsor.
Hello, I am...
Thank you for coming out to the Knots game presented by Fayetteville State University.
This call to the bullpen is courtesy of Black's Tires and Auto Center. Pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 77, Luis Rodriguez.
The top of the fifth begins with a Black's Tire and Auto call to the bullpen. Anthony Cruz's night is complete after four innings of one-run ball, 70 pitches in total, and Luis Rodriguez takes his place on the bump. To tell you all about him and take back over on the play-by-play, here's Andrew Chapman.
Thanks, Ryan. It's lefty switch hitter batting from the left side, Christian Vaquero, to greet Rodriguez into the game. The right-hander winds, fires, and misses down and outside with a fastball. It's 1-0. Vaquero is 0-2, both times facing Cruz, a strikeout and a fly to left field. His biggest impact on this series has been his defense in right. 1-0 pitch draws a late swing on a fastball, and it's 1-1. Luis Rodriguez pitching in a reliever role for the first time this year. Third appearance, first out of the pen, no record, and a 2.25 ERA, the 1-1. And Vaquero a little early, yanks it foul into the dugout of the Woodpeckers, and somebody got clipped by that bouncing ball off the ricochet. It was DeWill Almonte, but he's okay. He quickly goes right back to the Gatorade cooler and gets perhaps a little bit of Luciano lemon lime, as they're calling it down there.
They've really switched up the flavors throughout this series.
The 1-2 pitch is outside to Vaquero, and it's 2-2. Luis Rodriguez, returner from the 2024 rotation, put together really good numbers last year in the Carolina League, 2-2 with a 2.86 ERA in seven games, five starts. 2-2 pitch drifts outside, missed with a changeup. Rodriguez is not going to blow you away with velocity. His fastball tops out right around 92, but is more in the 90 to 91 territory, and then he has a slow drifting 72-mile-per-hour curveball. The wind, the kick, and payoff pitch strikes out Vaquero swinging. Grooved a fastball right by him, and Vaquero is the first out of the fifth. Rodriguez trying to settle in quickly as he gets ready to face left-hander Elijah Nunez. Base is empty, one out. Nationals lead 1-0 on an RBI single from Jackson Ross in the fourth, a pop fly into shallow center that was lost in the lights. Allowed Jorgelis Mota to come home and score. First pitch to Nunez, runs in tight, clutches the hands to his chest, gets ahead 1-0. Nunez has one of the Nationals' five hits, a third inning single. Rodriguez uses that abbreviated windup and misses outside with a 1-0 fastball. Fayetteville's only hit today, a leadoff single by Lucas Spence that he bounced into right field in the fourth against Cade Cavalli. If Cavalli's night is indeed done, it's four shutout frames, a two walks, three strikeouts, the 2-0. And it's called a strike right on the outer edge.
Cavalli had his high moments, he had his low moments, yeah. But all in all, I think the Washington Nationals have to be really pleased with how this rehab outing went.
The 2-1 pitch. Nunez sits back and watches a curve land for strike two. There's the 74-mile-per-hour slow-mo. Infield slightly shifted to pull against Nunez, who's now 3-for-11 in the series. He pops up the 2-2 pitch over behind third. Luciano scampers back onto the extended warning track, makes the catch right in front of the netting and that first row of seats. Good job by Luciano to quickly recede. And he was shifted a little towards shortstop, so it made for an even longer retreat.
You're right, yeah. The Fayetteville infield was played for Nunez to pull, but he got a great initial read and took an excellent route to the ball, made that catch with some time to spare. He briefly camped underneath.
Here's Nate Rombach. Fly to left in a fielder's choice ball. He takes strike one, thigh-high fastball. He's an out you want to get right now, trying to end a 1-2-3 fifth, because flaming hot Jorgelis Mota, triple and a single today, is in the on-deck circle. The 0-1. And Rombach started to swing. He just barely held up. Tried to get his hands out in front of the barrel. Went about 45% of the way. Ball one. Luis Rodriguez pitching in his 10th official Carolina League game tonight. 1-1. Line drive right side over the leap of Trimble and into right field. Cesar Hernandez down to a knee to scoop it. Fires back onto the infield. And Jorgelis Mota will indeed get a chance to bat in this top of the fifth after a Nate Rombach single. He really squared up that line drive. About 97 miles per hour coming off of the bat. It was hit right to Trimble, shifted off of the line, but just a little too tall for him.
And Trimble is a tall guy, 6'4", and that still sailed over his glove. Rombach got just enough height on that ball.
Now Jorgelis Mota, right-handed hitting cleanup man, playing third defensively, a triple and a single today. He rips through a 72-mile-per-hour curve, and it's nothing in one. In fact, on the track man, that curveball registering at 71.4 miles per hour. I mean, it's a frisbee coming at the plate. Peering over that left shoulder, the kick out of the stretch, and Mota hacks through another breaking ball. That one at 73, and you may see him slide up a little bit in the box right now. You may see all those Fred Nats hitters make that adjustment. They've seen a lot of curves tonight between Anthony Cruz's four innings, now Rodriguez. Two outs, two strikes. The pitch is a little bit low. Fred Nats leading 1-0, out hitting the Woodpeckers 6-1. They've had some traffic on the bases. Done a lot of damage, though. 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. They have left 5 on over the first four innings. 1-2 pitch. Sweeps to the opposite batter's box. Ended up in the left side. Count level on Mota, 2-2.
Well, to piggyback off a point you made earlier, in Mota's first two at-bats, those came to lead-off innings. And the first time he bats with a man on, fortunately, it's only one runner at first base.
Short leadoff at first for Rombach. The pitch tugged outside. A fastball fills the count. And Mota's stayed patient, fought all the way back. Next would be Randall Diaz if the Nationals can get two aboard. Mota extending his hot series numbers. Now 8-for-18. Three doubles, a triple, and a home run. Putting together a Carolina League Player of the Week case. Payoff pitch with the runner going is inside for ball four. Rombach slows into second base. Mota tosses aside the bat. He has reached for a third straight time. And after a strikeout and pop out, started the inning for Luis Rodriguez. He'll try and get out of this mini jam with Randall Diaz standing into the right side. Last time we saw Luis Rodriguez on the hill, it was on the road in Maryland last week, April 13th, where he tossed four shutout innings and a start. Walked three, struck out four. Rombach now off a second. Mota not being held at first. The pitch inside, fastball ties up Diaz swinging. The two starts for Luis Rodriguez had a lot of similar numbers. Two hits in his first, three in his second. Three walks, four strikeouts in each of his first two appearances on the season. The 0-1 fouled on the inside of the left foot of Diaz. Caught him squarely in that ankle guard. And for a second straight time, Luis Rodriguez gets ahead of a batter 0-2. Can he finish the job this time? Nats left two on in the third, two more in the fourth. They have two aboard here in the fifth. The 0-2 coming. Off the end of the bat and sidewinding foul towards the Woodpecker dugout. Situational hitting has been a success for the Nationals, especially late in game this week. They're looking for a big swing here in the middle innings after erasing leads in the eighth inning on Thursday and Friday. The 0-2 tipped in and out of Schiavone's mitt. He tried to corral it with his chest protector, but it hits the dirt, and the at-bat stays alive for Diaz. Rodriguez is putting it in the zone. He's challenging him, not trying to nibble around the corners.
This is really the first batter he's faced where he's relied more on that fastball.
Yeah. Little change in the scouting report. Rombach off of second. Mota at first. 1-0 Nationals. The two-strike pitch gets him swinging. Breaking ball to the outside part of the zone, and Diaz overextended. Luis Rodriguez works around a two-out single and walk, strands two more Nationals. They've left seven on over the first five innings as Fayetteville heads to the plate, trailing 1-0 when we come back for the bottom of the fifth.
Woodpeckers fans, it's time for the Village Family Dental Trike Race. Let's go down to the field with T. Bryce. Take it away, T.
What's going on? We've got our trike race back, courtesy of Village Family Dental. We've got a hot dog, a taco, and a banana. They're known as Jeremy, Josh, and Jennifer. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, go! And they're off. Hey, crowd, you got to make some noise. Are you Team Banana, Team Hot Dog, or Team Taco? Well, right now, I think that is the hot dog that is in the lead. He is playing no game. Let's go, Jeremy. Let's go. Banana is closing in. Come on, Jennifer. You got this. Ah, Taco Josh, what you doing? Let's give it up for the hot dog, everybody. Way to go, Jeremy. Great job.
This pitch and change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Did you know that the North Carolina Education Lottery now has Cash Pop? Cash Pop is the newest draw game, and your mind will be blown when you see how easy it is to play. Pick any number between 1 and 15. If it matches the number drawn, you win. Now pitching for the Nationals, number 19.
Start at the bottom of the fifth, the Woodpeckers trailing the Nationals on this Saturday night, 1-0. And time for a Nats call to the bullpen as one Major League rehabber takes over for the other. Cade Cavalli's night is done. Enter on right-hander Zach Brixey for his second appearance in this series. He misses high with the first pitch to Justin Trimble, and it's 1-0. Brixey on Major League Rehab assignment. Struck out the side in order on Tuesday when he appeared for the Fred Nets. His set and 1-0. Draws a foul tip in and out of the mitt for strike one. Trimble drawing a walk against Cade Cavalli in the second. Woodpeckers scratched across just one hit against Cavalli in his first rehab assignment of the season. Four innings, one hit, no runs. Two walks and three strikeouts for Cavalli. So everybody monitoring his situation, going to be happy with the performance he put together tonight. Fastball misses up and away, 2-1. His fastball, Cavalli's, was clocked as high as 97 miles an hour. And in terms of his strike percentage, 46 pitches, 29 in the zone. 2-1 pitch, and Trimble fishes after a low curve. Two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, that's a little over 50%.
Yeah. So now Brixey, who's likely going to pitch just one inning as he did on Tuesday, 25-year-old, born in Hickory, North Carolina, and former college ball player, Virginia Tech. Here comes the kick and 2-2. A little bit high on Trimble. Fastball at 91 miles per hour. Brixey gets to work against the bottom three of the Woodpecker lineup here with the 1-0 lead. It's Trimble, Schiavone, then Raylan Perez, the switch hitter. 3-2 count. Here's the payoff. And Trimble flies one into the opposite field. Pretty deep for Peoples. Recedes to the track. It's over his head and hits the face of the wall on the fly. Peoples comes up firing to second. Throw not in time. Trimble slides in safely with a leadoff double. Peoples knew right away he wasn't going to get back on that route. Trimble drove it at 104 miles per hour into left field. And he has Fayetteville's first extra base hit in the game. First time they've been able to get anything against Zach Brixey.
That's a swing that has to give this lineup a lot of confidence. Through the first four innings against Cade Cavalli, just one hit, that Lucas Spence single, and insert a new pitcher. They have already got one hit.
Single and a double tonight. Two hits in the tally for the Woodpeckers. See what Jason Schiavone can do with a man in scoring position. Woodpeckers left one on at second in the fourth. Brixey from the chest delivers. And Schiavone watches a curve fold into the zone for strike one. Schiavone struck out swinging on a high fastball from Cade Cavalli in the second inning. He was the victim of that 97-mile-per-hour heater that he threw his quickest pitch of the night. Shrug of the shoulders, the 0-1, and Schiavone takes low. One ball and one strike. Schiavone 2-for-7 in this series with a home run, a double. He's drawn three walks as well. And had a nice little turnaround at home after a quiet week in Delmarva. The 1-1 in on the fists and popped foul straight back out of play.
Plus, he's called good games behind the plate, too.
Yeah, I think his defense stands out among everything else this week. And just the blocking ability, he's single-handedly saved a few runs with the chest protector and all the bruises that he's taken. Brixey, who pitched in six games out of the Nationals' bullpen last season, throws his 1-2. And it's a breaking ball called strike three. Yeah, Schiavone knew it, started to take a step across the plate right as the pitch crossed the dish. And he fans for a second time. Fourth punch out for the Woodpecker lineup, which has done a pretty good job in general just putting the ball in play against these big leaguers tonight. They haven't been, you know, blown away. And they knew it would be a challenge coming in. So far, they've been able to manufacture a few base runners through a pair of walks and a pair of hits. Raylan Perez now, switch hitter from the left side in the nine spot. First pitch from Brixey, misses up and outside. The Azua Dominican Republic native Raylan Perez, 0-for-1 with a ground out to first. He's 1-for-9 in the series. His lone hit, a bunt single. In the bottom of the ninth inning on Tuesday, he came home to score the winning run, the walk-off run, when Cesar Hernandez drew ball four, bases loaded. Down an inside curveball, and it's two balls and no strikes on Perez. So it's been kind of a quiet offensive week for Raylan, but still was a big contributor and helping the Woodpeckers end their losing skid, pick up a victory. Here's the 2-0. And it's called a strike. Curveball looping to the outside corner. 2-1 on Perez.
Plus, he's played stellar defense, too, both at second base and third base.
You know, played in the Tigers organization before coming over to the Houston Astros system. 2-1. Misses down and inside. 3 balls and a strike on Perez. Trimble, the lone runner at second base. He started out this fifth inning with a double off the left field wall. Just barely missed out on a home run. 3-1 pitch is called a strike. Perez turning away from the plate. He thought he had first base. And that pitch was significantly outside, according to our stadium data. Outside by a good 2 or 3 inches. Tough break for Perez as the count fills up. Top of the order, and Cesar Hernandez stands on deck. 1-0 Nationals in game 5 of this series. 3-2 payoff, and a bouncing ball yanked along the first baseline. Ross fields at the chest and takes it to the bag himself for the second out. Ground ball on the right side of the infield allows Trimble to head to third. And with 2 outs, tying run 90 feet away, here's Cesar Hernandez to try and level up this game.
Second straight inning in which a Woodpeckers base runner has gotten to third. But can they come up with a big 2-out swing that's eluded them, not just tonight, but throughout this series?
Brixey on Major League Rehab assignment throws and delivers strike one to Cesar Hernandez. Struck out the side in order on Tuesday. And now working with a little bit of traffic down at third 4 days later. Brixey the high set and the 0-1 pitch. Hernandez pops it out into shallow left field. Diaz drifts back from short. Peoples in. Left fielder parks it underneath and makes the catch to end the inning. So Fayetteville threatens with a leadoff double, but they strand Trimble 90 feet away and remain scoreless through 5 innings. The Nationals have a 1-0 lead when we come back for the top of the sixth on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, MILB.TV, and Valley Live.
It's time for the Hutchins Law Firm Fan Challenge. Let's go down to T. Bright on the dugout with our contestant. Take it away, T.
All right, hey, section 1 of 14, make some noise for me. Ah, yeah, 115, where you at? All right, well, we've got Steve up here. So, Steve, here is your challenge. You've got to give me 10 baseball fields in 30 seconds. So he's got to give me the name of 10 baseball stadiums in 30 seconds. Ready, set, go.
Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, Fenway Park, Citizens Bank, PNC, Comiskey, Wrigley Field, Petco, Comerica, Truett, Mass Park, Camden Yards.
All right, we gotta give it to him. Let's go. Hey, I was trying to follow on my list. You go, Steve. Yes. Let's give it up for Steve, everybody. Giving us 10 baseball stadiums in 30 seconds. Make sure you visit Hutchinson's Law for all of your real estate and planning needs. Let's go, section 115, section 114. Hey, section 113, I see you.
To the flow, take it low, girl, do it again. You know I love that. Now where them girls at? It's Diddy, Murphy, Lee, and Nelly. How you love that? Come on, we got another one, player. From New York to the dirty, how they loving it, play. Baby, you impressive, let's get to know each other, you the best of the best. You gotta love it in the dress, it's sexy.
No, betting for the next.
1-0. Low-scoring game here on this Saturday night. Nationals lead the Woodpeckers, opening the top of the sixth. Jackson Ross leads off against Luis Rodriguez and looks at a fastball run wide for ball one. Andrew Chapman alongside Ryan Zimmerman. Glad you could spend some of your Saturday night Easter weekend with us. 5:05 Easter game tomorrow to cap things as a ground ball is seared out to second base. Powell shuffles to his left, scoops with one hand, and throws to first to retire Jackson Ross. That ball was hit 110 miles per hour off of the bat. And Caden Powell able to stay steady on it. But good swing put together by Ross, and here comes Nick Peoples. Easter egg hunt after the game tomorrow as well for all the kids. I hear our front office staff is working hard as we speak during this game, continuing to stuff nearly 10,000 eggs with candy.
He's not exaggerating. There are trash bags full of Easter eggs in our conference room, and they got restarted on that around noon today.
Here's the pitch, and a swing and miss by Peoples on the 1-0. I have been sneaking a little bit of the Easter candy for myself, I will admit. Just a piece here or there.
But we I would if I could eat it.
We need to put most of it in the eggs. Here comes the 1-1. And a swing and a miss on a curve. Slow motion breaker at 72 miles an hour for Luis Rodriguez. Ahead in the count, 1-2.
Well, I picked a good week not to be able to eat candy.
Yeah.
It's just all over the office right now.
Oh, it's tempting. Your teeth will thank you later. 30 pitches in, Rodriguez throws a 1-2, and it misses inside. Ramped it up with an 89-mile-per-hour fastball, 2-2 on Peoples, who clobbered his second home run of the season on Tuesday. Homered in back-to-back games, in fact. 2-2 pitch is low and in. Hit one out in the National Series conclusion last Sunday, and then opened up this series with a bang. Tonight he's 1-for-2, and the series 2-for-9. With that home run and a pair of RBIs. The wind and the payoff pitch is called strike three. Knee-high fastball at the bottom of the zone, and Nick Peoples strikes out for his second time. Two gone in the sixth. Eight national strikeouts in the game. Five recorded by Cruz. That's Rodriguez's third. And with the bases empty, two gone, here's Moises Gallardo. Rodriguez spins home a slider, misses low for ball one. 1-0 Nationals. They have led since the top of the fourth. When Jackson Ross popped a fly into shallow center, was lost in the lights, hit the grass, and Jorgelis Mota scored. 1-0, tipped foul and squarely off of Schiavone. One ball and one strike on the Caracas, Venezuela native Moises Gallardo.
Well, on a night like tonight where you have two major league rehabbers, perhaps one run is all you need.
Straight back into the screen. I think it's going to be back to the minor league guys come the bottom of the sixth. Nationals bullpen is active with a right-hander, Eric Mejia, starting to warm. And, well, I guess you could say it's still a big league guy because Mejia has played in the bigs, but as a shortstop, converted pitcher this year. Slider down and outside. So the Fred Nats just kindly scheduling everybody with the big league experience for this Saturday night against Fayetteville. 2-2 on Gallardo now.
I'll tell you what, they are going really hard after their third straight win.
Base is empty with two outs. Here's the break even. Gallardo takes a tough one a little bit low. Good eye. And it fills the count. Yonder Rivero next, the nine hitter, if Gallardo can find a way aboard. Rodriguez winds, kicks, throws, strikes him out with a breaking ball to the outside. A 1-2-3 inning for Luis Rodriguez. A pair of punch-outs close the sixth. And the Woodpeckers trying to level the score. 1-0 with Caden Powell, Lucas Spence, Hansel Villarreal, the 2-3-4 coming to bat when we return.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Specialist Jewel Funches. Specialist Funches is currently serving as the Human Resource Specialist in the 82nd Combat Aviation Brigade. There, he provides support to over 3,000 paratroopers throughout the organization. Fans, let's hear for Specialist Jewel Funches.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars.
The Fayetteville Woodpeckers, thank you for your service.
Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that
This is another pitching change brought to you by CashPop from the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now, you can play up to 5 times a day. Pick any number between 1 and 15. If it matches the number drawn, you win. Now pitching for the Nationals, number 32, Eric Mejia.
No one can tell my truth, but God's sweet. They left me by the spirit you reach. They ain't feel the same, but we both know that ain't
now
true.
Now batting for the Woodpeckers. Number 3, Caleb Howell.
Home 6th inning, and the Woodpeckers trying to find a run. Nothing on 2 hits tonight. They trail the Nationals 1-0 here in Game 5 of this 6-game set. Caden Powell leads off against new Nationals right-hander Eric Mejia. He fires home and puts a fastball by Powell for strike one. Powell, Spence, and Villarreal, 2-3-4 the order, who have got a combined 1-for-6. Powell hitless over the last couple of games. He went 0-for yesterday on an 0-1. He pops it up towards the right field rain tarp. Vaquero over, Ross as well, and they'll watch it get into the stands. So Powell behind quickly, nothing and two. Eric Mejia makes his second appearance at this series. The former big league infielder converted to pitcher this season. 8.44 ERA coming in over 4 relief outings, 5 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 5 earned runs, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. Has a mid to upper 90s fastball that the Woodpeckers have to deal with. Powell checks his swing on one a little high and in. They do a peel up the line, and Brandon Smith says he didn't go. Nearly 96 miles per hour on that offering from Mejia. Fayetteville's has seen plenty of velo tonight. Cade Cavalli is around 96, 97 consistently over his 4 shutout innings. Zach Brixey worked around a Justin Trimble leadoff double, stranded him at third, so a scoreless relief inning in his big league rehab assignment. As the 1-2 slides down and outside, levels the count. Knew it would be a tough task tonight against Cavalli and Brixey, both who have major league experience. And the two combined for 5 shutout. Now the 2-2 offer. And Powell strikes out on a slider down to the dirt. Rombach shows the umpire the baseball. Clean strikeout for round number 1. And Powell back to the dugout 0-for-3.
The Woodpeckers just can't get any relief tonight. They go up against 2 major league rehabbers, and albeit under a different circumstance, this is the 3rd former major leaguer on the mound tonight. And they all have some insane stuff to go along with it.
Lucas Spence into the left side, cuts and misses at a Mejia breaking ball. Nothing and one on Spence. Eric Mejia in his age 30 season. Dominican Republic native, debuted in the big leagues in September of 2019, September 5th, 2019. Pitch down to the dirt now, 1-1 on Spence, who's 1-for-2 today. He has one of Fayetteville's 2 knocks, his single, Trimble's double that led off the 5th. Here's the 1-1. It's down and in. Woodpeckers only have put 4 men aboard across the night. Luciano and Trimble walked in the 2nd, and then those 2 knocks. 2-1 the count. Bases empty. Nationals leading by 1. Here's the pitch. And Spence makes contact, fouls it straight back into the netting. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fred Nats are trying for their 3rd 1-2-3 inning of the night. Villarreal standing in the on-deck circle. If Spence can try and get aboard, he'd be a good guy to have on with some of his speed. Stolen base could play a big factor later stages of this one. 2-2 pitch, and Spence loops it over our broadcast location. Just feels like another game, Ryan, among a series of games that may come down to a 7th, 8th, or 9th inning rally. Something small that helped the Woodpeckers play from behind tonight, something they haven't done much. 2-2 on the way again. And Spence watches outside, fills it up.
That would keep up with the theme. Both teams have had to learn how to compete in close games throughout this series, and they've both come up with some late heroics. But Fayetteville hasn't had to turn it around in the late innings.
On a payoff pitch, Spence takes outside for ball four. Great at bat worked by Spence. Fights off a couple two-strike pitches, works himself aboard on pitch number eight. Third walk by the Woodpeckers lineup tonight. And here's Hansel Villarreal. 0-2 with a ground out to second and a bouncer back to the hill. Eric Mejia slide steps home and misses outside. It's 1-0 on Villarreal. Villarreal wearing pink accessories tonight. A pink bandana, pink wrist tape. Before the game, him and his teammates walked out to home plate. He has a new daughter on the way. Gender reveal. And what a cool moment in Hansel Villarreal's life. 2-0 up and outside. Not sure who tossed him the pitch, but they had an exploding baseball. He stood at the plate. They gave him an underhand toss. He had to make contact on it. That was important. And a pink cloud of dust exploded in front of Villarreal, and the team went crazy. What a cool moment before the game. Knee-high changeup, called strike one on Villarreal. Now a 2-1 count.
That's one of those memories he's going to remember forever. Everyone was just so hyped even before the pitch. Such a cool moment, and I'm really happy for Anso.
Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Yeah, we saw him down in the tunnel right before the game, and you can just tell there was a little bit of an extra smile on his face. A little extra something to be playing baseball for tonight. And you can see, if you're watching with us, those pink sweatbands, the pink bandana sneaking out of the black helmet. Here's the 2-2, and he's tied up swinging on an inside fastball. Villarreal goes down with a wave for round number two of the sixth. And Drew Brutcher will try and do something with Lucas Spence hanging over at first. Well, a reminder, fans, that the Woodpeckers will be returning home for a 12-game homestand after the road trip in Lynchburg next week. The fun kicks off on April 29th against the Delmarva Shorebirds with Bark in the Park. Spin and a throw over. Tacos and Tall Boys as well. Bring the dogs out to the park. Delmarva for six, followed by Salem for six. That's going to be over Mother's Day weekend. Close down the 12-game homestand. Fastball zips through for a strike, and it's nothing and one on Drew Brutcher. Brutcher, the two-run home run last night in the 11th inning that tied the game 6-6, his first pro home run. Brutcher takes low. One ball and one strike. All it takes is one swing. Nationals have led since the fourth inning, but a little contact, something in the air, something deep could put the Woodpeckers right in front. Mejia applies a lot of the velo as Brutcher gets a piece of a changeup low and spoils it away. 1-2. Leaves that 96-mile-per-hour fastball in the middle. You just have to put a barrel on it, and it could go a long way.
That's why he's here. He showed off the power during his 4 years at USF, 40 home runs. Followed that up with 16 playing in the independent leagues with the Ogden Raptors to close out 2024, and he just applied that power last night. Can he do it again, though?
Spence still off of first. The 1-2 to Brutcher. Fades outside, went with a changeup. Boy, just polar opposite pitching tonight between the velo of the Frednats arms and the finesse of the Woodpeckers, Cruz and Rodriguez, who have been using a ton of curve and off-speed stuff. Brutcher keeps the feet wide. Spence bluffs the steal. Now he's going. The pitch misses outside. No throw down. And Spence in standing with a stolen bag. So he was staying very patient and reserved over at first base. And on a 2-2 with two outs, he finally decides to break. It's full on Brutcher with Luciano on deck.
I think he misread his jump, though. But Mejia never looked over.
Yeah, never. He went a little bit early, I think. Spence was worried about getting picked off. And he came home anyways. Brucher hitless, trying to put an end to that. The 3-2 payoff. Swing and a miss, strike three. Mejia went to the fastball at 95 miles per hour to the outside, and Brucher fans through to end the inning. Mejia strikes out three, strands a runner. The Woodpeckers remain with a zero. We go to the seventh inning, on to the final third. It's 1-0 Nationals when we come back.
The grounds crew makes the infield look easy, and Perfection Landscaping does the same for your backyard. From lush landscapes to custom pools, they've got the winning game plan for your outdoor space. Call Perfection Landscaping today.
Start of the seventh inning, one run, all we've seen tonight. Nationals on top of the Woodpeckers with Luis Rodriguez back on the mound. And to take you through the action once more, here's Ryan.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Luis Rodriguez back to work against Yoandy Rivero, lines the first pitch into center field. And just like that, he's aboard to open the frame. Rivero aboard for the second time, his first knock, though. And the Nationals could not have started the seventh inning much better. One on, nobody out for the top of the order in Christian Vaquero. It's a 1-0 game. The only Fred Nats run came across to score in the fourth inning on a Jackson Ross bloop single in which both Caden Powell and Raylan Perez lost the ball in the lights. Rivero's got a mid-sized lead that draws Rodriguez's attention at first. Now a throw, and it's not in time. Vaquero to this point 0-for-3, two strikeouts. Rodriguez fanned him once, Anthony Cruz the other time. His first pitch, Vaquero lifts this into center field. Spence camps underneath and makes the catch in front of the warning track. Rivero bluffs the tag, but Spence gets it in quickly to Perez to keep him at first. Two pitches is all it takes to get through the first two batters of the inning. One on, one out, as Elijah Nunez comes back up for his fourth AB. 1-0, Fred Nats in front, eyeing their third straight win, and that would guarantee them at least a series split heading into tomorrow's finale. Rodriguez to the stretch. A curveball drops in to start off Nunez with a strike. With all the major league firepower the Fred Nats have had at their disposal on the mound, these Woodpecker arms have kept pace. Pickoff move to first. Rivero back on a dive. Anthony Cruz looked very good in his four innings. The one run that came across really wasn't on him. And Luis Rodriguez has carried the torch. His 0-1. Fouled back over the protective netting. Nothing in two. Rodriguez digs his back foot into the rubber, a pitch away from strikeout number five tonight. The 0-2 to Nunez. Fastball just a touch low. Nunez shows off a keen eye. It's 1-2. There's a big hole on the right side of the infield with Trimble holding the base runner Rivero for the left-handed bat of Nunez. Rodriguez deals the 1-2. Lined just to the left of the Frednats dugout on the third base side. It bounces off that protective netting and back onto the field of play. Nunez is hanging in there. Rodriguez has tried emptying the arsenal to put the center fielder away. Another 1-2. It kicks off Giovanni's glove towards the Fayetteville dugout, and Rivero easily makes it up to second. This should go in the books as a wild pitch. The Frednats have a runner in scoring position, still just one out with the heart of the order due up next. Rodriguez, though, still a pitch away from setting Nunez down. Here's his 2-2. Ground ball to the right side. Trimble to his right to feel it. Flip to the pitcher covering, and Rodriguez beats Nunez to the bag. It is a productive out, though. The 3-1 ground out advances Rivero to third. And all Nate Rombach has to do is pick up a base hit, and the Frednats lead increases by one.
Well, there's been a lot of opportunities for both lineups tonight in these two-out runner in scoring position spots. The Nats have gone 1-for-9. The Woodpeckers 0-for-7.
Can Rodriguez keep this a one-run game? His first toss to Rombach. Got him reaching at the curveball, strike one. It's 1-0 Frednats. The Woodpeckers have scattered 7 hits across 6 2/3 innings while only picking up 2 themselves. The 0-1. Rombach grounds it to short. Perez gloves it handily. Throw to first in time. And Luis Rodriguez strands a Frednat in scoring position. An excellent bounce back for his third scoreless frame. And it remains a 1-0 contest with stretch time coming up at Segra Stadium. 1-0 Frednats on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
And help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Eric Mejia gets the ball for his second straight inning of work, and he still has a 1-0 lead to protect. Wander Luciano, Justin Trimble, and Jason Schiavone set to face him in the bottom of the seventh. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers in need of a comeback against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Mejia winds and deals. Luciano swings and misses at a first pitch changeup, 0-1. Ryan Zimmerman here with you alongside Andrew Chapman, as this time it's Fayetteville in need of some late game heroics. The 0-1. Luciano goes the other way, flies it out to shallow right. Rivero back Vaquero in. It's Vaquero who makes the catch. This is the first time the Frednats have taken a lead into the seventh inning this series. On each of the first four nights, it was Fayetteville in front. and the two split the first four games of this series, three of which featured Fredericksburg late comebacks. Nobody on, one out for Justin Trimble. Mejia's pitch, fastball low and in, 1-0.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, Ryan, but maybe playing from behind is the way to go because, yeah, these small leads for the Woodpeckers late in game, they just haven't survived. So now you try to be the comebackers.
Mejia's 1-0. That's inside as well, 2-0. Perhaps Trimble is the guy to kick off the rally. Neither major leaguer, Cade Cavalli, nor Zach Brixey could get him out. A walk and a double on his line tonight. The 2-0. Trimble half swings through a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-1. Just a two-pitch mix for Mejia, fastball slider. The Nationals decided to convert him from a middle infielder to a pitcher this past offseason as he tries to reinvent his career. The 2-1. Fastball at the knees. Trimble sees strike two. He was already in their system. They signed him as a minor league free agent in December of 2022, spent the last 2 years in AAA Rochester as a shortstop before making the conversion. The break even. That's low and outside. Trimble works the count full. In the middle of 2023, the Red Wings are getting blown out by the Syracuse Mets and turn to Mejia as a position player pitcher, and they clocked him at 98. And that put a seed in their minds that maybe he could do this. Payoff pitch inside to Trimble, ball four. Trimble has been the tough out for Fredericksburg pitching tonight. He draws his second walk, and he gives the Woodpeckers a base runner with one away and Jason Schiavone coming up.
Got the double, the patient approach with the walks. Schiavone's got good pop, so just having a man on in front of him is key.
He does have a home run and an automatic double in this series. Both came in the Wednesday win. Mejia to the stretch. Schiavone takes a slider, and it's over for strike one. 1-0 Fredericksburg on top. One on, one out in the bottom of the seventh. The Woodpeckers officially now have more walks than base hits. The 0-1. Schiavone can't hold back on an outside slider. Nothing in two. Trimble himself has two. He's reached in all three of his plate appearances. And he's on at first. Mejia peers over at him as he goes through the signs with Rombach. Runner goes, the 0-2. That's in there for strike three. Throw down, pops in and out of Rivero's glove covering. Trimble steals second base. It comes at a cost, though. Schiavone out on strikes. But the Woodpeckers do have a runner in scoring position. Two away for Raylan Perez. The Woodpeckers have had their chances. They've stranded runners in scoring position in each of the last three innings. Mejia looks back at Trimble, his first toss to Perez. Fastball outside, 1-0. They left Lucas Spence at third base in the fourth. Justin Trimble at third base in the fifth, and Lucas Spence at second base in the sixth. Mejia looks back to the base runner. The 0-1 home, 1-0 home. Low and outside. Perez ahead, two balls and no strikes. All it would take is a base hit to tie it. 1-0 Fredericksburg, their lone run coming home in the fourth inning thanks to Jackson Ross. The 2-0. Perez swings through a 97-mile-an-hour heater, 2-1. That's why Mejia is reinventing his career. He's got bite to that four-seamer. And he's used it to good effect tonight. To this point, he struck out four batters. The 2-1. Fastball inside. Perez has to sidestep out of the way. Powell, Villarreal, Brutcher, and Schiavone have all gone down on strikes. But he's in danger of allowing his third Woodpecker to reach on balls. The 3-1. Check swing, but it's a full strike two. Should Perez find his way aboard, the leadoff man Cesar Hernandez waits his turn in the on-deck circle. Trimble takes his lead at second. The shortstop Diaz lined up right behind him. Mejia readies the payoff pitch. Ground ball to second. Rivero charges. Chest high hop throw to first in time. Eric Mejia once again strands a Woodpecker in scoring position to keep a 1-0 lead intact. Fredericksburg pitching has done their job, making their one run stand up. They've got the edge with two innings to play at Segra Stadium here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Yes, indeed. Living life like it's golden. I've got 15 potential people behind me, and they are ready to see what they can win, courtesy of North Carolina Education Lottery. So let's take a look at the video here and see what their bunker bucks could be. Make some noise. Are you excited? You excited? I mean, it could be 12. It could be 6. It could be 2. It could be 11. It could be 10. It could be 4. Like, what number? Let's see what they'll win, okay? Here we go. Here we go. They've got a chance to win. Is that 20? A $20 bunker gift card. Are you ready? Make some noise. Get excited. It will be number... Elizabeth, she just won a $20 bunker gift card courtesy of North Carolina Education Lottery. Let's get it.
The Fayetteville Woodpeckers have two innings to turn this one around. 1-0 Fredericksburg as we head to the top of the eighth. And with that, Andrew Chapman is back on the play-by-play call.
All right, thank you, Ryan. Lowest scoring game of this series. Pitcher's duel down the stretch. Each of these sides with six outs to play with. So you can do some damage down to the wire. Jorgelis Mota will lead it off in the cleanup spot. And he swings and misses. Gargantuan hack on a first pitch curve. His Nationals have been very early on that 71-72 mile per hour breaker from Rodriguez. 0-1 fire is a little low and inside. That was the 51st pitch of the day for Luis. It's been very efficient. Worked around a leadoff single in the seventh. Retired the side in order in the sixth. 1-1. Dives down and outside. And he stranded two Nationals aboard in the fifth inning. Both lineups have struggled with runners in scoring position. Nationals 1 for 11. Woodpeckers 0 for 8. Rodriguez gets his sign, throws the 2-1. Fastball right down the chute for strike two. Randall Diaz on deck, then Jackson Ross. It's the 4, 5, and 6 in the Nationals order for a fourth time. Second time this trio will square off against Rodriguez, the right-hander. The motion in the 2-2 toss, down in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes. Another big game for Mota. Triple in the second, single and a run scored in the fourth. He came across the only run of the day on a pop fly from Ross that fell in shallow center. Now the payoff pitch is coming home. In on the knuckles, and Mota fights it off.
He has been the tough out in the Fredericksburg lineup, not just today, but this whole series. Just so happens he's 2 for 2 with a walk, reached in all three plate appearances to this point.
I've been really impressed with him offensively, on the bases, his speed, and defensively. 3-2 pitch, grounded past the mound, backhanded by Powell just before the center field. Grassy steps and throws a firm one to first to retire Mota, one gone. But Mota keeps it up. He's going to find himself on that Nationals top 30 prospect ranking, where he is not at the moment. And now it's Randall Diaz.
Well, even when he makes outs, they're loud.
Yeah.
110 miles an hour off the bat. And it took Caden Powell lining up near the second base bag to take away a hit.
Here's the pitch to Diaz. And he yanks it out towards third. Luciano hardly has to move. He fields and tosses across the diamond for the second out. Ground balls are the name of the game right now for Luis Rodriguez. Four straight rollers to his infield, and he's retired 5 in a row. gets ready to face Jackson Ross. Nationals have a lefty starting to warm. It's Adam Bluebaum, who we've seen once in the series. Day may be done for Eric Mejia come the bottom of the eighth. Ross ready, first pitch. A front door slider that misses low and in.
Well, that might just continue a frustrating trend for the Woodpeckers. Bluebaum in his first outing of the series, two scoreless innings, four strikeouts.
Here's the wind in the 1-0. Ross with a lash out into left field. It is going to sink a little bit on Villarreal. He takes a step forward, makes the catch down on a knee. And a very quick 1-2-3 top of the eighth for Luis Rodriguez. He's through four scoreless in relief. Continues to give his offense a chance. Fayetteville come from behind. They have the top of their order scheduled when we come back for the bottom of the eighth inning from Segra Stadium.
Shaking they boobies like Congo, man. I'm shaking the city like quakes. Yeah. Haters blow in the face like Gonzo, cause I'm breaking the cake, so let's bake. Yeah. I'm taking the game's mine. Yeah, I witness the change, it's my time. Yeah, I'm new to the game, but y'all might wanna say your whack raps, daylight saving time. I can dance, homie, I don't two-step. Y'all looking at something like a true player. A girl told me that a man that could dance might could possibly get down.
This is another pitch and change brought to you by Cash Box from the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now you can play up to 5 times a day. Pick any number between 1 and 15. If it matches the number drawn, you win. Now pitching for the Nationals, number 31, Adam Bluebaum. Now batting for the Woodpeckers.
Fred Nats turned to their bullpen for a third time, beginning the bottom of the eighth inning. And a right-hander, Adam Bluebaum, to take on the top of the Woodpecker lineup. Hernandez, Powell, and Spencer scheduled. With the Nationals hanging on to a 1-0 lead. They have led since the top of the fourth and are trying to win a third in a row here on the road. Here's the pitch to Cesar, and he drag bunts. It's a high chopper in front of the mound. Bluebaum fields, underhand flips, and gets it there in time. Well, Adam Bluebaum, fresh off of his warm-up pitches and into the game, makes a fantastic defensive effort playing the drag bunt. Off the bunt, it springboarded out in front of the plate. One big high hop that was fielded by Bluebaum in front of the mound, slightly off to the left. And then he had to give it a lot of juice on that underhand toss to first base to get the speedy Hernandez for the first out. Now Caden Powell. Powell is hitless, 0 for 3. Doesn't have a hit since Thursday in game 3 of this series. Takes inside for ball 1.
I'd say that was such a close play at first. Hernandez is a plus-plus runner, and he was giving it everything up the first base line, but Bluebaum played it perfectly, and that's what you have to do to get Hernandez.
Next pitch, Powell rolls one out to short. It's two-handed by Diaz. The throw is accurate to Ross for the second out, and the Woodpeckers are quickly down to their final four tries of the night. You like that thinking, though? Hernandez trying to drag bunt, get the inning started?
You know, I do. These Woodpecker hitters haven't had a lot go their way. So you might as well try to sneak one on these Nationals pitchers to just get some momentum, but they were equal to the task.
Now a left-on-left matchup between Spence and Bluebaum. First pitch, down and outside, 1-0. Missed with a slider. Second time the Woodpeckers have seen Bluebaum this week. He's out to a fantastic start to his season. No ERA over four games, 5 2/3 scoreless while allowing just one hit. Spence is jammed a bit, flares a foul out towards the left side and into the screen. Nothing and two on Spence. Two walks, 7 strikeouts for Adam Bluebaum. This is coming after a brief taste of the Carolina League last year when he had a 2.57 ERA over four games, seven innings. So in his Fred Nat's career between last season and this season, he's given up just two earned runs over 12 and two-thirds while striking out 22. Spence takes low on the offer. Blue Bomb getting ready to turn 24 on May 3rd. Born in Raleigh, went to college in the Pac-12, played for the Washington Huskies. 2-1 pitch. And Spence takes a slider for a strike. Two balls and two strikes. The Woodpeckers do not have a hit since Justin Trimble led off the fifth inning with a double. They've been held to just two hits in the entire game. 2-2 home. And Spence pops this up towards the mound. Everybody on the infield converging. It's Mota behind the hill making the catch and ending the Woodpeckers' tries in the bottom of the eighth inning. Another 1-2-3 frame for Nationals pitching. We go to the ninth. Nationals hanging on to a 1-0 lead when we return.
I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for your men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. You can get yourself clean. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel. Young man, are you listening to me? I said, young man, what do you want to be? I said, young man, you can make brilliant dreams, but you've got to know this one thing. No man does it all by himself. I said, young man.
This call to the bullpen is courtesy of Black's Tires and Auto Services. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 48, Garrett Apker.
Back at Segra Stadium for the top of the ninth inning and time for a Woodpecker debut and Houston Astros farm system debut for new Fayetteville right-hander Garrett Apker. This pitching change brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto. Apker fires home to leadoff hitter Nick Peoples and misses low for ball one. Apker added to the roster this week. Thought we may see him yesterday in extra innings, but the Woodpeckers opting to have him throw late tonight behind Luis Rodriguez. Peoples ready, the 1-0. Tipped foul and into the glove of Schiavone for strike one. Luis Rodriguez final line, four shutout in relief. He was fantastic. Two hits, one walk, four strikeouts. Gave the lineup as many opportunities as possible to try and come from behind. They'll still have one more chance. Apker fires and blows a fastball by the swing of Peoples. Nothing in two. That heat registering at 93 miles per hour. Apker, a 25-year-old, just recently signed as a minor league free agent, formerly a member of the Lakeland Flying Tigers and the Detroit Tigers organization. That's been a trend for Fayetteville. The 1-2 coming home. And Peoples checks his swing. They appeal up the first base line, and he did not go. Reaction out on the railing of the Woodpeckers' dugout. Everybody kind of tipping their head back. They thought that Peoples went too far.
Well, Schiavone appealed down to third base, but the field umpire, Brandon Smith, is over at first. That's a tough call to make from that angle for Smith.
Here's the pitch. And Peoples pops it up, third base side foul territory. Luciano drifts over. It will find the stands.
Normally you see an umpire over at third base for a left-handed hitter, but in the Carolina League, just a two-man umpiring crew, and you have to have a guy at first for any potential play at first.
Peoples 1-for-3 tonight with a single in the fourth. After trying to take care of the lefty. Next pitch. Curveball that slipped, missed a little high. Last year in the Florida State League for the Lakeland Flying Tigers, Apker was exclusively a reliever, 23 appearances out of the Tigers' bullpen, 4-1 record, and a 4.07 ERA over 42 total innings. Payoff pitch misses high, and it's ball four to Peoples. Leadoff man is aboard for the Fred Nats. And in a 1-0 game, Nationals leading. Every base runner in this ninth inning matters. That'll be Moises Gallardo.
If Peoples comes around to score, that's a tough pill for the Woodpeckers to swallow. Thought they got Peoples swinging, but just a victim of circumstance, I suppose.
Peoples breaking on the first pitch. It's a little high. Schiavone's throw down. Pops in and out of the glove of Powell right as he tries to drop the tag. It was an accurate throw by Schiavone. Possible that it was going to be late either way. Caden Powell couldn't secure it in the webbing, and Schiavone will now head out to chat with Apker. They may switch up the signs just a little bit here. Now that Peoples is into scoring position. Second stolen base for the Nationals tonight, first by Peoples. And he has good speed for a guy who measures 6'4", 205. He had a good break, good first step. Now Gallardo will try and do something to drive him in. He's 0-for-3 with a pop out and a pair of strikeouts. Woodpecker pitching has struck out 9 tonight. And they've done a good job of limiting free base runners. 3 walks to the 9 strikeouts. The 1-0. Gallardo flails at an outside curve. Good one snapped off by Apker. He's a tall right-hander, stands 6'5". Born in Woodland Hills, California. And he's been in some high-leverage spots while in single A. Pitched in the Florida State Championship Series with Lakeland during his time there. Here's a pop fly on the 1-1. First base side foul territory. Trimble drifts over, makes the catch near the coach's box. And there's one away in the Fredericksburg ninth. Peoples holds it second. Now it's the 9-hitter, Yoander Rivero. A quick tour around the league tonight in the Carolina League circuit. Lynchburg leads big over Salem 10-3 in a North Division battle. Fayetteville will see the Hillcats in Lynchburg next week. Now Rivero from the right side as Apker sets at the chest. Peoples takes a big secondary lead, not going. The fastball is in there for a called strike. Kannapolis blowing out Columbia. 13-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Columbia entering today as the first place team in the South. The Royals affiliated 8-5. Carolina wins again. They beat Delmarva 5-2. Pitch to Rivero. Curve missing down and away. And Schiavone got a little bit crossed up. He's going to head out there to chat with Apker, clarify the signals. So the Mudcats are 12-2. They continue to roll. If the Woodpeckers can't come back tonight, they'll already be 6 games back of first place through the first 2 weeks of the regular season. Charleston, who somehow won last night while being no-hit, they win again tonight and shut out Hickory. It was one of the big headlines around minor league baseball yesterday, and in our league, 3-0 Charleston to go to 6-8. The Green Jackets beat the Pelicans 9-1. After the meeting on the mound, the next pitch comes home and misses outside to Rivero.
Just to clarify, yes, the River Dogs did get a hit tonight. They had 5,
they
in
did.
Fact.
That's the conventional way of doing it. 3 runs, 5 hits. The 2-0. Rivero staying patient, watches a thigh-high fastball cross for strike 1.
And to touch on Carolina for a second, that team is loaded.
Yeah.
Six top 30 Milwaukee Brewers prospects on that team, and they are all firing right now.
Final year of the Carolina Mudcats and Zebulon before they go to Wilson. Runner going to third. Peoples moving. A pump fake by Schiavone. He hangs on to the baseball, and Peoples dives in safely. He has stolen his way from first base down to third. And that's a big insurance run in a 1-0 game, standing 90 feet away with one out. And Rivero in a 3-1 count. Fayetteville infield creeps forward towards the grass. 3-1 offer. Up and outside, ball four, and Apker has walked the first two men he's faced. Crowd didn't like the call. It was just slightly off the high outside corner, according to the digital data. Not the first two men he's faced, but the nine-hitter. An out sandwiched in between those walks, and now to the top of the order with Christian Vaquero. Switch hitter from the left side. Apker fires, and Vaquero hacks and misses.
Fayetteville is keeping their infield in, even in a double play situation, and that has everything to do with the speed on the base paths. Rivero is a plus runner at first, and Vaquero is perhaps the fastest runner on their team in the batter's box.
Curveball missing up and outside. One ball and no strikes. Apker put in a high leverage spot in his Astros farm system debut. Trying to hold a 1-0 lead, give his lineup one more shot. The set in the 1-1 is popped straight back and foul. Around the Astros affiliate system tonight, the Asheville Tourists were playing in the South Atlantic League. They're in a tight game against Rome, 4-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Road game for the Tourists. They're out to a 500 start, 6-6. Apker looks in, kicks the left leg, throws the 1-2, and a curve is dumped straight back. Vaquero stays alive. In Double-A, the Corpus Christi Hooks of the Texas League. 4-10 start to their year. They are also in a tie, 1-1 with Midland midway through the seventh. Another 1-2 try. Runner going to second. Vaquero swings and skies one onto the roof of probably the parking lot behind home plate, the parking garage. That was a high fastball, and it was just a spaceship straight up and gone.
Just took off out of here.
Yeah.
Fortunately, that garage is covered, and we don't have to go to Safe Flight tomorrow.
20 pitches in for Apker in this debut inning. Trying to get through Vaquero. Runner goes again to second, and Vaquero loops it over the press box. Foul. Trying to end a hitless day. Vaquero's speed not been a factor on the bases tonight. 0-4 with two strikeouts, two flyouts. Everybody shallow. The 1-2 pitch again. Down and inside. Apker missed at the back left foot of Vaquero. 2-2. Final update around the Astros farm system. Pacific Coast League action, where the Sugar Land will get going in Las Vegas, Nevada, in just about half an hour. Miguel Uyola, former Woodpecker, scheduled. Vaquero with a fly out to the left. This should be deep enough to score the run. Villarreal lines it up just short of the track, makes the catch. Tagging from third, Peoples. He's across to give the Nationals a 2-0 lead. And a perfect situational swing by Christian Vaquero, who will remain 0-4, but has driven home Peoples for the insurance.
I think you put that perfectly. Vaquero knew all he had to do was get the ball in the air over the infield to score the run. And even though he's not on base right now, he's going to get a lot of high fives. He did his job.
That insurance run looms a little larger than many others. 2-0 game. The Woodpeckers held to just two hits. First pitch strike to Elijah Nunez. And the lefty back of the box in an 0-1 count. Here's a spin and a throw over. Close on the tag, but not in time. Rivero gets back in safe. Last update involving the Houston Astros. How about the big league club? Astros lineup trying to still figure it out at this stage of their season at 9-10. Short lead off of first for Rivero. The spin and the throw over to check up on him again. He dives back in safe. Houston leads 3-2 over San Diego at Daikin Park in the middle of the eighth inning. Christian Walker hit a game-tying two-run home run in the bottom of the sixth. Isak Paredes had an RBI single for the lead. High fastball in the 0-1. Even count on Nunez, and now 25 pitches for Apker in this top nine. The Fayetteville bullpen is starting to warm. A right-hander beginning to play some light catch. Curveball a little high on the 1-1. In the pen for the Woodpeckers is Cam Brown. Good friend of Apker and former Detroit Tiger farmhand. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Nunez on a high one. Went after the 93-mile-per-hour fastball.
And now we've mentioned every former Detroit Tigers minor leaguer currently on this team with Raylan Perez at shortstop.
It's 2-2 with two outs. Man at first. Pitch home. And Nunez with a searing ground ball just to the right of second base foul. Right of first base, pardon me. That ball was smoked. And Nunez was just a little bit early on it. Trimble guarding the line for anything up along the chalk. Try to keep it to just one run and have your 4-5-6 scheduled for the bottom of the ninth. The Villarreal, Brutcher, and Luciano, some powerful hitters. 29th pitch of the inning is in there for a called strike three. Garrett Apker fights through a laborious ninth. Strands a man at first, gives up the one run on the sacrifice fly. And Fayetteville held without a run on just two hits throughout this one, with one more chance to come from behind when we return. Don't go anywhere. Bottom nine next on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Bally Live, and MILB.TV. Saturday night ball game coming down to its final three outs. Woodpeckers trailing 2-0 now to Fredericksburg after a Christian Vaquero sack fly in the top of the ninth. Facing left-hander Adam Bluebaum, it'll be Villarreal, Brutcher, and Luciano, the 4-5-6. Villarreal, the cleanup hitter, 0-3 tonight. Struck out his last time around. The lefty throws, misses up and away, ball one. The Woodpeckers lost leads in the eighth inning on Thursday and Friday. Tonight they're trying to be the comebackers. Avoid a third straight loss after ripping off five straight W's. First pitch, a next pitch that is, a 1-0 slider called a strike. Level on Villarreal. We talked about the cool story earlier on tonight, gender reveal for Villarreal and all of his teammates earlier pregame. Has a daughter on the way. 1-1 pitch ripped along the third baseline and fair. Karam's off the sidewall and Peoples quickly picks up, fires towards second. Villarreal running hard and he is safe. He gets through the tag of Rivero and a leadoff double. We'll get this inning started. Boy, it looked like that tag was down on Villarreal. Brandon Smith, who was the plate umpire yesterday involved in that controversial call, had a good view of it. He was right on top of the bag, and maybe Villarreal just twisted the body a little bit around the tag attempt.
Well, that was a nifty slide. Villarreal, I think, got a late break out of the batter's box. Initially, I think he thought that ball was foul, but Peoples played the carom well along the side where it juts out towards the foul line, and he delivered a seed to Yoander Rivero at second base. He just whiffed on the tag.
Drew Brutcher, who tied the game yesterday in the bottom of the 11th inning with a two-run home run, representing the tying run tonight, trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch slider from Bluebaum hits the outer third for strike one. Bluebaum retired the Woodpeckers in order in the eighth, but now he works against a base runner. Huge double for Villarreal to get into scoring position. The 0-1 down to the dirt, a little bit outside as well, and 1-1 on Brutcher. It was the first Fayetteville hit since the fifth inning when Justin Tremble led off with a double. Two doubles and a single tonight, making up the Woodpecker offensive effort. Brutcher ready. Here's the 1-1. In on the hands, opposite way to third. Collected by Mota. Looks the runner back. Low throw dug out by Ross with a backhand. Huge backhanded pick by the Nationals' first baseman. Ross saves a throwing error and keeps Villarreal down at second. Boy, that that is why they wear the bigger mitt. Ross saves the game potentially with the scoop.
He needed every inch of that stitching too. Mota just didn't get enough on that throw to prevent the scoop, but Ross timed it perfectly, and Adam Bluebaum has to be really happy about that on the mound.
Now it's Wander Luciano. He takes a first pitch slider wrapping around the outer edge, strike one. Luciano has walked and flied out twice. He's been making really solid contact this week, some of the best contact in his single-A career dating back to last season. Grounds the 0-1 out to short. It's knocked down by Diaz. Quickly collects, fires to first in time to get Luciano. Diaz stays composed after initially bobbling the ground ball. Villarreal does advance to third, but Fayetteville is down to their final out. And the tying run remains at the plate, now in the form of Justin Tremble. Tremble has walked twice and doubled. Infield pulled around to the pull side. Left on left with Bluebaum. First pitch. Slider in there, called strike one. The Woodpeckers tonight with runners in scoring position have gone 0 for 10. Looking for that late timely hit. Here's the pitch. A slider just outside. Bluebaum not giving Tremble anything hard that he can drive, just trying to work that outside part of the plate with the breaking ball. Trimble's been aboard in all three of his plate appearances, trying to continue this ninth inning. And there's a slider, called strike two. Down to their final chance. In danger of being shut out for the first time since last week on the road in Delmarva when they fell 5-0 to the Shorebirds. The 1-2 down and away for ball two. Bluebaum trying to close it out tonight with a two-inning save. Brixier Mejia in line for a winning decision on scorer's discretion. 2-2 pitch is a little bit off the plate. Good take by Tremble with the game on the line. Full count. Trimble gets aboard. The winning run will be represented in Jason Schiavone. Payoff coming home. And Trimble strikes out swinging. That's your ball game. A shutout effort between Cavalli, Brixie, Mejia, and Bluebaum ends on the Nats pitching staff's ninth strikeout of the night. The Fred Nats, after falling in each of the first two games of this series, have rattled off three straight wins on the road and taken the lead in this series going into Sunday. Stick around for some final thoughts. We will recap this one for you and get you set for tomorrow's Easter Sunday pitching matchup as well. All of that next on the Woodpecker postgame show right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, Bally Live, and MILB.TV. Nats shut out the Peckers tonight 2-0.
Go missing, I got the slip, so you know it's not raining, yeah, oh, what you wanna do? Worry about your friends, they saw you this afternoon. I've been beating your mind, no fear, but you gotta let me know. I'm all ears and I got a lot of room. I'm on my way, if you wanna take it there, I'm on my way. Out the porch, put that bitch to sport out here in the field, oh yeah. I'm already, yeah, yeah. Come outside looking like a snack. Hurry up, get in, hell yeah. Come.
Fans, please draw your attention to the video board for our post-game show with broadcasters Andrew Chapman and Ryan Zimmerer. Take it away, Chappie.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back upstairs, everybody, inside of the Woodpecker broadcast booth. And thanks so much for spending your Saturday night with us right here at Segra Stadium. The Woodpeckers tonight, Ryan, had a tough test. We knew that coming in for their lineup, taking on a couple of big league rehabbers and Cade Cavalli and Zach Brixie. And those guys, you know, look like major league talents out there on the mound. Cavalli was throwing nearly 98 miles an hour tonight with the fastball. He allowed just the one hit, four shutout. Brixie picks it up, and then Eric Mejia and the rest of the bullpen, Bluebaum, take it the distance. Woodpeckers have only been shut out twice this season. They've had kind of a surging offense over the first few days of the series, so it stalls out a little bit tonight, and still a chance to try and salvage a split tomorrow on Easter Sunday.
Well, if there was any team to slow down this Woodpecker offense, it's the Fred Nats. They came into play today with a bullpen ERA of 2.81 and with five scoreless innings. That just continues the trend. However, even against big league rehabbers and Cade Cavalli and Zach Brixie, these Fayetteville pitchers kept pace. Anthony Cruz and Luis Rodriguez turned in terrific outings at four innings apiece. The only run between the two of them was a Fredericksburg bloop single in which both middle infielders lost the ball on the lights. Even with all the star power on Fredericksburg's side, you have to be really excited about what you saw in Fayetteville pitching.
Yeah, for the Woodpeckers tonight, you know, they get those four shutout from Luis Rodriguez. He really is hardly ever had a bad game since he showed up on the scene last year, closed his year with a complete game shutout, continuing to look like one of the Woodpeckers' best in 2025. Ultimately, the offense tonight, they go 0 for 11 with runners in scoring position, and that's one of the trends that really stands out in the box score. Final lines, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 9 left on for Fredericksburg. No runs, 3 hits, 1 error, and 7 left on for the Woodpeckers. So with that, we turn the page to the final game of the series tomorrow, an Easter Sunday ball game. We'd love if you spend the holiday out here with us. It's a 5:05 first pitch. Right-hander Ramsey David is going to be going for the Woodpeckers. He's 0-1 with a 5.87 ERA. Opposite him is left-hander Eric Tolman, the lefty. He's no record, 1.42 ERA in tomorrow's starting pitching head-to-head. And after the game, of course, make sure you stick around. Big Easter egg hunt. We have nearly 10,000 eggs that are going to be spread all across the outfield for kids of all ages. And we want you to be a part of celebrating the special day with us right here in Fayetteville. Peckers fall tonight, 2-0 the final score. Andrew and Ryan signing off from the booth. Thanks so much for everybody who tuned in. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the wrap-up of the series. Until then, drive home safely, everybody. So long.
Mixtapes got a little Hank, little Drake, a little something bumping, thumb thumping on the wheel ride. The mix and our drinks a little stronger than you think. So get a grip, take a sip of that. Where the party's at. This is how we guns. We love who we love and we wanna have fun, yeah. We cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream of that one day. Cause this is how we roll. Mixtapes got a little Hank, little Drake, a little something bumping, thumb thumping on the wheel ride. The mix and our drinks a little stronger than you.
rolling high up on them 37 needles, windows tinted, my Macedo. How fresh my baby is in a shotgun Cito. Them kisses are for me though, automatic like a free throw. This life I live, it might not be for you, but it's for me though. Look, this is how we roll. Our guns, we love who we love and we wanna have fun. Yeah, we cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays, pass it around and we dream of that one day, cause this is how we roll.